It's a beautiful day here in Fort Myers, and the Clearwater Threshers remain close to the playoffs. Magic number down to five after last night's win, and Fort Myers down to a tie in second place. Welcome in to the broadcast booth. My name is Josh Sperber, and the Clearwater Threshers coming off of a 10-5 win last night as they make their playoff push in the first half of the 2023 season. They are a combination of five wins and losses between them and the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, now tied for second with the Bradenton Marauders in the Florida State League. The Threshers control their own destiny in the first half, can't clinch this series, can't clinch the playoffs with a win in the series, or else they'll have to wait at home. For right now, though, the Threshers come in with a record of 37-14 after opening up the series with a win against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. That started off in the first inning when five walks from Develson Aria helped plate four Threshers runs. Otto Kemp, Felix Reyes, Jordan Disson each walked in a run with the bases loaded, and Cade Fergus sent a sacrifice fly to center field to make it 4-0 Threshers after the first inning. Clearwater scored eight runs before Fort Myers got on the board, including a couple in the top of the third inning on an RBI single from Justin Crawford and an RBI groundout from Omarion Boyd, who stole six bases in six attempts, three runs scored, a couple of walks as well for the Threshers' number two hitter. Felix Reyes and Eric Brito each singled in runs in the top of the fourth inning that made it 8-0 before Fort Myers came back in the bottom of the fourth inning with three of their own. Then Otto Kemp hit a sacrifice fly to make it 9-3. Two more came from Fort Myers in the ninth, or in the eighth, and in the top of the ninth inning, Gabriel Rincones Jr. drove in a run to make it 10-5. Rincones had a couple of hits, a run, an RBI, and a stolen base. He's 21st on the season for the best base-stealing team in all of minor league baseball. The Threshers 128 stolen bases on the year. Fort Myers is next closest at 82. A truly unbelievable base running team the Threshers have been in the first half of this series of this season. The Threshers with a big lead in the West Division, and they bring a similar lineup into tonight's game against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles as they look for a second straight win on the road to start off this series for the second consecutive road series. They won the first two in St. Lucie before the rainout canceled the game, and St. Lucie won the last three of that one. And facing the Threshers lineup, we'll get to him in a second because the first two is pretty standard for Clearwater. Marion Boyd batting after Justin Crawford. That's Crawford, the reigning Florida State League player of the week, leads off and plays in center field. Marion Boyd will bat second in left. Brian Lincoln, the shortstop, stays in a three spot, and Gabriel Gomez Jr. is the cleanup here. Otto Kemp will bat fifth and play third. Chad Castillo batting sixth at first base. The top five in the Threshers batting order stays the same from a night ago. The sixth inning starts with Shane Disson, goes down a spot in the order, and will hit 7-2. And Fires, making his series debut, will bat eighth as the DH. And William Bergoya, the number 11 prospect in the Threshers organization, one of just four Phillies prospects on MLB.com's top 30, that comes in at 18 years old, but younger than number 21, out of Valencia in Venezuela, will make his full-season debut here tonight. He bats ninth and will play second base. On the mound, Jonathan Petit, who is coming off a couple of really good starts on the season. He has a record of 476. As a starter, he has allowed just two runs in 10 innings with an ERA of 180. including seven consecutive scoreless innings over his last two starts, with 11 strikeouts over seven frames. The team has vastly improved since turning into what seems like a full-time starter at the end of the Bradenton series, and he will make his fourth start of the season tonight. The team facing the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, desperate need for a win as they look to keep pace with a first half division that really seems all but won for the Clearwater Threshers. Tied now in second place with the Bradenton Marauders, behind 9.5 games behind the Threshers. 28-24 is Fort Myers' record. Dylan Noisy leads off for the Mighty Muscles with Jarrell Ortega up to the two spot. He'll play at third. Danny D'Andrade, the designated hitter, bats third. Rafael Cruz, who came in late in last night's game to Austin Martin, will bat fourth and play short. Ravel Cespedes, who had a couple of RBIs last night, bats fifth and will play first again. Mikey Perez, who came in the ninth to pitch after Fort Myers burned all the relievers they had planned to use, will bat sixth and play second base. Kyle Schmidt, another late defensive replacement, he played first base in the last inning, did get an at bat, and will bat seventh and do the catching for the Mighty Muscles. Alex Sayer in left field will bat eighth, and Maddox Houghton, another late addition to the Fort Myers lineup, will bat ninth and play in center field. C.J. Culpepper, one of the bright spots in Fort Myers' rotation, gets the start. The right-hander coming into today's game in the second time he has faced the Clearwater Threshers. 2-2 record and ERA of 2.59 on the season, going up against Jonathan Petit and the Clearwater Threshers. The Threshers with 10 walks in last night's game, and Culpepper will need to limit those free passes as Fort Myers tries to take game two of this six-game series. It's the Threshers' last full road stand of the first half of the season. They'll travel to Dunedin, and on Friday the 22nd, the first half of the season ends. The Threshers hoping to clinch either here in Fort Myers or next week at home in Tampa with a magic number of 5 in the Florida State League first half playoff race. For the rest of the Phillies organization, a couple of postponements and a cancellation. The Threshers are the only team playing tonight in the Phillies minor league system, as the other East Coast teams all at home, all victims of poor air quality in the Northeast as a result of the wildfires over the border in Canada. Lehigh Valley and Syracuse has been canceled. An air quality postponement for Jersey Shore and Hudson Valley. Another battle of the top two teams in their respective division, the North Division of the South Atlantic League. That game will be made up in a doubleheader on June the 8th. Reading and Binghamton will be made up on a doubleheader on June the 10th. So the Threshers, the only team from the Phillies minor league system that will be playing here tonight. The Threshers, the last team in the Florida State League to get started, as the other four games are in progress. Excuse me. In the bottom of the third, inning, St. Lucie trailing 1-0 against the Daytona Tortugas. I mean, the battle of the bottom two teams in the East Division. It's just worked out that it's been kind of like a playoff series in each league. Jupiter and Palm Beach essentially battling it out for the fate of the East Division in the first half. Palm Beach lead both in the divisional race and in today's game. Top of the second, it's 1-0 Palm Beach Cardinals over the Jupiter Hammerheads with a man on second and two outs. Top of the second, a scoreless ball game in Lakeland as the Flying Tigers host the Tampa Tarpons, and Bradenton and Dunedin in a 1-0 battle. Bottom of the second inning, Alex Mojica against Rafael Ohashi with Dunedin leading 1-0. This game will be important really for Fort Myers and some implications on whose record to watch. If the Threshers' magic number will have to shift towards the results of the Bradenton series. The Fort Myers Mighty Muscles started this series in full possession of second place, 8.5 games behind the Threshers. Now they're back to 9.5 down. And with Bradenton's win last night, both the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and the Marauders are 28-24 on the season. The umpires are standing at home plate. Isabella Robb will call balls and strikes. Tyler Green is on the base pass tonight as the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles are ready to join the umpire crew here on the field. CJ Culpepper getting ready to take the mound, and we are getting ready to get things going here at Hammond Stadium. John Petit will start for the Threshers. They play visitor to the Mighty Muscles here tonight. Some baseball for you in a second as we take a brief pause on our country with play.
At this time, please rise and remove your caps for the playing of our national anthem. The Fort Myers Mighty Muscles are committed to creating a safe and enjoyable family experience.
We are ready to go here in Fort Myers, Threshers and Mighty Muscles for the eighth time this season, even 3-3 split when the Threshers were visited by Fort Myers at Bank of Care Ballpark. The Threshers took yesterday's game by a 10-5 score, and they look to do the same thing here tonight. Maybe not the exact same score, but this team is focused on getting the win here in Fort Myers. Josh Sproul here on the Threshers Broadcast Network as C.J. Culpepper currently taking his warm-up tosses for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. The Mighty Muscles for Culpepper on the season. An under 3 ERA, 2-2 record, 2.59 ERA, one of just three players who was exclusively picked as a starter on Fort Myers' opening day, or on their current roster. This will be his ninth start of the season. 31 and a third innings pitch, 35 strikeouts, 11 walks. Opponents hitting 183 off of Culpepper in his previous eight starts. 9 earned runs in those 31 and a third innings. Culpepper facing the Threshers for the second time, with Justin Crawford leading things off for Clearwater. Crawford batting first and in center field. Marion Boyd in left, batting second. Brian Rincon at short, batting third. Gabriel Rincones Jr. at right field will hit cleanup for the second straight night, and Otto Kemp will bat behind him in the five spot. Now Justin Crawford comes up to the plate, getting ready to go. Chad Castillo hitting sixth, batting for the first time this series. Jordan Disson batting seventh. Jordan Viers batting eighth. And William Bergoya making his full season debut, batting ninth. First pitch of the game to Justin Crawford's a fastball that touches the outside corner for a call strike one. And we are underway here at Hammond Stadium. The righty Culpepper pitching to the lefty Justin Crawford. 0-1 the count to the last year's 17th overall pick. Is a ball inside as Crawford bends away from a breaker. Count even at 1-1. Culpepper started one of the first games of the Threshers series back in April. 2-1 now to Crawford as the breaking ball goes inside. A good effort from Culpepper. 2 unearned runs in 4 innings. A hit, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts. But the Threshers ended up taking that game. A high chopper up the middle from Crawford. Rolls to the shortstop. Cruz, he sends it to first. And the squeeze is made by Cespedes for the first out in the first inning. Marion Boyd, who had 6 stolen bases in 6 attempts, comes up to the dish for the Threshers, and will set the defense behind C.J. Culpepper. Ravel Cespedes on first base, Mikey Perez at second, Rafael Cruz at short, with Jarell Ortega pushed in at third. Culpepper kicks and deals, and the breaking ball flutters in there for a called strike on the inside corner, count 0-1 to Marion Boyd. Alex Sayer in left, Maddox Houghton in center, and Dylan Noisy in right, with Kyle Schmidt doing the catching for Culpepper. He catches the 0-1, and now it's 0-2. Pulling back a bunt did Boyd, but the fastball hit the outside corner to make the count 0-2 to Omarion. Top of the first inning, one out. Here's the 0-2 to Boyd. Fastball right down the plate, but low, as it is now a 1-2 count to Omarion Boyd. First player in the Florida State League to reach 40 stolen bases, now takes commanding control of the steal lead after coming in tied with Seth Stevenson with 24 stolen bases. Two balls, two strikes to Boyd as the breaker misses outside. And 6-for-6, a career high for Omarion Boyd in bags. 2-2, fastball outside again, and now the count runs full at 3-2. Aside from those six stolen bases, 1-for-3 was Boyd on RBI, 3 runs scored, and 3 walks. Guy who just excels at getting on base in any which way. Payoff pitch from Culpepper, foul tip, knocked off the glove of Schmidt, and will stay at 3-2. On base percentage for Boyd, up just under 400 at 399, 12 RBIs on the season now, and he extended his on base streak to 5 consecutive games. Now the payoff pitch again. This one is hit on a line past the glove of Ortega, rolling into left field for the first hit of the game. A 6-game on-base streak now for Boyd as he gets his second hit of the day with a one-out single here in the top of the first inning. So now a dangerous base runner is on first base. We'll see how much more attention that these Fort Myers defenders will pay to Boyd at first now that he's already stolen 6 bases against them. That'll bring up Brian Rincon, the switch hitter hitting left against the righty Culpepper, who wheels right around and tosses to try and pick off Boyd at first. Boyd in there safely underneath the tag of Ravel Cespedes, and it seemed like CJ might have heard me. Already checking on Omarion, 30 stolen bases, the third player in single A to reach that mark this season. Now Rincon awaits the first pitch. Culpepper taking his time and looking over at first. 2 on the pitch clock, and that is a quick timeout called by Culpepper, so the pitch clock will resume. Boyd inches off the first base bag towards second, and he's off. Fastball inside for ball 1, and Boyd in there safely before the shortstop Cruz even has a chance to put down a tag. The speed of Omarion Boyd will never cease to amaze me. A fantastic jump and stolen base number 31. We're in game 2 of this series. Boyd already has his 7th stolen base. 1-0 to Rincon, a big lead off second. Close hold by Rafael Cruz, the shortstop, holding Boyd on at second. He dummies the steal to third, but he'll pull back, and it's a 1-1 count to Rincon, who lets a fastball go outside. Rincon also hit third in yesterday's game and played short. Went 0 for 4, 2 walks, and a stolen base with a run scored in yesterday's win. 19 years old at a Shaler Area High School in Pittsburgh, he takes a curveball upstairs to make the count 2-1. Committed to play at San Jacinto College in Texas, one of the top community college schools for baseball in the country. 2-1 to Rincon, fastball on the outside corner, count evens at 2-2. But in Rincon's mind, all he wanted to do was go pro. He was a member of an elite baseball academy ran by Francisco Rodriguez, a former big league pitcher. And he wanted to sign at 16 initially. Grounded foul by Rincon, count 2-2. When he couldn't sign a contract at 16, he said that he didn't have the right tools to go pro at that time. He knew he wanted to continue it, so he moved to Pittsburgh in that area to try and further his development. The Phillies drafted him in the 14th round of last year's draft as Rincon fouls this one off the top of the netting, count 2-2. He had that college commitment if needed, but as soon as the opportunity presented itself to go pro, The high schooler took it, the Class 5A Player of the Year, according to the Pittsburgh High School Tribune, the Pittsburgh Tribune High School Sports Network. Two balls, two strikes to Rincon. Boy stays at second, and the fastball misses upstairs. Count 3-2. And Rincon, only position that he's played as a pro is at shortstop. All 12 games he played last year, and every game he has played this year, with tonight being his 32nd. 3-2 pitch, foul tip into the mitt of Schmidt, and that is the second out of the first inning. Strikeout number one of the day for C.J. Culpepper, and that will bring up Gabriel Rincones Jr., who had another multi-hit game last night. 2-for-5, an RBI, and a run scored. He becomes the fourth thresher with 20 ribbies on the season. Caleb Ricketts, Justin Crawford, Brian Rincon, Cade Fergus before him. First pitch to Rincones, fastball outside, count 1-0. Boyd continuing to threaten the steal over at second base, but he's still not coming to the third base bag just yet. Already a stolen base tonight. That's how he got on second after a one-out hit. Now the 1-0 to Rincones Jr. Hit on the ground right to the second baseman. Pared gloves it, skips over to first, and sends the throw into the glove of Cespedes for the final out of the inning. So the Threshers threaten with a one-out knock and a stolen base by Marleon Boyd, but the next two are retired, and the first inning ends with a run. No runs, a hit, no errors, one man left. Heading to the bottom of the first inning, scoreless ball game for the Myers. Comes to bat.
Have you been injured or arrested? Attorney Spencer Cordell for the Pirates. He's a board-certified expert in criminal trial law. The law office of Spencer Cordell wants to hear your story. 239-333-4636. Blue Bell Realty, Southwest Florida's hardest working real estate company. Contact Michael and Nicole Pasquale for buying or selling that Florida dream home. Contact Michael Nicole at BlueBoneRealty.com or visit their website or email at BlueBoneRealty@gmail.com. The Central Southwest Florida's newest and most luxurious address is now pre-leasing for summer moving. Visit their website at thecentralapartments.com for more information. South Florida Gas welcomes you to tonight's game. South Florida Gas has delivered propane to Lee, Charlotte, and Collier County residents for over 26 years. For your pool heater, generator, and cooking needs, visit southfloridagas.com. Be sure to mark your calendar and make plans to join us Friday night, June 9th, because it is Marble Night. Right here at Hammond Stadium, special jerseys available for auction. It's going to be an out-of-this-world experience. Join us June 9th, 7 p.m., Marble Night, right here at Hammond Stadium. Rich off better for your mighty muscles.
Coming up to bat against Jonathan Petit, a reliever at the start of the season, and he's now become a part of the Threshers' starting rotation. Fourth start of the year for Petit as he sends the first pitch to miss outside ball number one to Dylan Noisy, the leadoff man for the Mighty Muscles. A three-pitch pitcher is Petit, four-seamer, slider, and a change. 1-0 fouled back off the end of Noisy's bat, and the count evens at 1-1. The fastball sits in the low 90s, tops out around 93. Slider with a lot of movement outside to righties and a dropping changeup. Mostly a fastball slider is Petit. He starts things off with three fastballs to make it 2-1 to Dylan Noisy. On this season, Petit, an ERA of 4.76. As a starter in 10 innings, he has an ERA of 1.80. Noisy lifts this out to right field. Rincones chases. That drops next to the foul line for a leadoff single by Dylan Noisy. Noisy was the leadoff hitter last night, a double and a walk and an error with a couple times that he reached base. And now he starts off the first with a leadoff knock with Durant Ortega coming up to the plate, batting second. It's Noisy, the leadoff man. Ortega up now as the number two hitter. Danny DeAndrade on deck hitting third. The cleanup man, Rafael Cruz, in the hole for Fort Myers. Rubel Cespedes bats fifth. Mikey Perez will bat sixth. Kyle Schmidt bats seventh. as the changeup in there for a called strike to Jarrell Ortega. 0-1 the count to the Mighty Muscles third baseman in a scoreless top of the first. Alex Sayer hits eighth. Maddox Houghton is number nine hitter for Fort Myers. Big lead off first base from Noisy as Petit wheels around and throws over. Noisy back standing up with Chad Castillo there holding him on the first base bag. Still no one count to Jarrell Ortega with Noisy on first. 7 stolen bases in 9 attempts, 20 for 27 over his 2-year career. Now the 0-1 outside on the slider to Ortega and the count 1-1. From Jonathan Petit. Ortega was the DH last night, hit cleanup, walked twice, singled twice, scored twice, and struck out once in a 2-for-3 day. Now it's a 1-1 count to Ortega. Noisy shuffling off of first. Ortega pops this one up foul behind home plate, and now the count's 1-2. Ortega can play pretty much anywhere around the infield, but playing at third base here tonight, saw him play at short and second against the Threshers back in April. Fort Myers, the only team to take multiple games from the Threshers at BayCare Ballpark this season, with a 3-3 split in the first week of the season. Now the 1-2, hit the other way into right, chasing is Rincones again, and a looping fly ball bounces foul on the right side of the line in right field. Still 1-2 to Jarrell Ortega as Noisy will trot back to first. So a couple of runs angling towards the foul line for Gabe Rincones Jr. to start things off here in tonight's game. And it's still a 1-2 count to Jarrell Ortega. Hit a piece, but no runs yet in the bottom of the first. 1-2 to Ortega, nobody out. Petit has it set at the chin. He deals. Fouled away by Ortega, and we will do it again. 3 straight foul balls by Jarrell, with the last two coming with 2 strikes. Noisy on first base. A stealing threat with the leadoff guy as Isabella Robb is getting a new ball, is giving a new ball to Jonathan Petit. So Petit has a new rock in his hand, feels it out, and now puts it back in his glove. Stepping back into the box is Ortega, man on first, and a 1-2 count to the Mighty Muscles third baseman. Petit deals. Fouled again off the end of Ortega's bat into the netting to keep the count at 1-2. Ortega has been great as a starter, especially at home. In his last 2 starts, he has thrown 7 scoreless innings with just 2 walks, both coming in on the last day of May against the Dunedin Blue Jays, and 11 strikeouts over those 2 games, including a season-high 6 against Bradenton. Swing and a miss for strike 3, and an attempted throw-him-out at first place to make a double play. Just ends with a strikeout of Jarrell Ortega. The first of the game and the month of June for Jonathan Petit, who started the last game of May in a victory over the Dunedin Blue Jays. As a starter, it's his 15th K of the season. Overall, his 21st. Now that brings up Danny D'Andrani. Breaking ball blocked by Disson as the slider missed outside. Count 1-0 to D'Andrani. Normally a shortstop by trade. That's what he played last night. Not much effect in the order, though. Reached on a fielder's choice in the 9th. Struck out twice and was 0-for-5 overall. 1-0 count to D'Andrani. One out here in the bottom first. Petit deals. Fastball misses low. And the count's now 2-0 to Danny D'Andrani. D'Andrani, 4th on the team with 18 RBIs. At the plate, Noisy heads for 2nd, grounded down the left field line, foul, and the count will drop to 2-1. D'Andrani on the season, number 17 prospect by the Twins, according to Baseball America, 19 years old. And of Valencia, Venezuela, been with the Twins organization since 2021. Now the 2-1. Petit deals. Slider hit on a line out to left field, and that is a base hit for D'Andrani. Back 2 singles in the first inning, and the Mighty Muscles have a man in scoring position with 1 out. Noisy on 2nd, D'Andrani on 1st, and now the cleanup man and Rafael coming to the plate. A late addition to yesterday's game, coming on to replace the rehabbing Austin Martin in the second inning, or in the eighth inning, excuse me. Cruz on the year as he takes the first pitch in there for a called strike. 187 the average, two home runs for Rafael this season, 13 RBIs in 19, now 20 games with the Mighty Muscles. 0-1 now to Cruz. Hit the other way, picked up by Castillo at first. Flipped to short for one, on to first, double play. 3-6-3 twin killing as the Threshers get out of the first on a double play. So that nullifies one of the two hits, but no runs, two hits, no errors, and a man left. And as well as first inning brings us to the second in a tie ball.
It's a Mighty Muscles win and being the recipient of the public's delivery of the game. The lucky people in section 108, row 4, will be going home happy. They are tonight's winners of the public's delivery of the game. Back to you, Caroline.
I love working at the society because they give me everything I need to help people go better. When clients come back and they make progress, that's what it's all about. Batting for the Threshers, third baseman number 9, Otto Kemp.
Top of the second inning, first pitch to Otto Kemp, misses inside for ball one. No score in the first, as it's Kemp, Castillo, and Disson to lead off the second inning. 1-0 count to Otto, who had two RBIs in last night's game. Strokes this one foul over the Threshers bullpen in right. 1-1 the count to Kemp, who did crack 20 RBIs on the season last night with two. One of them on a sac fly. He did go around, according to Tyler Green, 96-mile-an-hour heater, buckled him inside, and now the count's 1-2. So here's the pitch from Culpepper as breaking ball lands on the outside corner, called strike 3. Kemp doesn't love the call, but it's the second strikeout of the game for C.J. Culpepper. One gone in the first. First time this series. Castillo went 1-for-4 on Sunday against Dunedin and finished the series 3-for-14. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball, and the count is 0-1. Three-game on-base streak for Chad, 3 for his last 9 with a double RBI and a run scored. Now the 0-1, hit the other way, foul, count 0-2. Castillo, primarily a first baseman, turned 23 right after the Mighty Muscles series on April the 19th. 9th-round pick by the Phillies out of California Baptist University, hitting 196 this year with 4 homers and 16 RBIs. Now Culpepper deals the 0-2. Swing and a miss. There is strike three.
Our beer
punch
has
out in the game for Culpepper. Two in the second to bring up the third out of the inning.
Next batter,
and Jordan just
gone
by strikeouts. No score just yet in the top of the second. And then Jordan Disson coming up to the plate, being a big contributor in yesterday's game. An RBI and a run scored on two walks for Jordan. First pitch missed inside, count 1-0 to the Threshers catcher, 21 years old as of the end of May. 287 hitter on the year, a homer and 17 RBIs. Now the 1-0 pitch, breaking ball on the outside corner, count evens at 1-1. 10 games in the Florida State League last year, went 6-17. This year, he's in the top 10 in multiple hitting categories over the entire Phillies farm. 1-1 pitch, foul tip into the mitt of Schmidt, and now the count's 1-2. 12th round pick at a Saddleback College, a junior college in California, for the former Pennsylvania high school Disson. Played three games at Richmond before transferring, a Division I baseball school in Virginia. Now the 1-2. Breaking ball outside, and now the count's even at 2-2. Two state championships in high school, four homers, 47 RBIs in his only season at Saddleback to help him get here. Now it's a 3-2 count as the breaking ball narrowly misses outside, and it's a payoff for Disson, looking to become the second base runner of the day for the Thresher. Culpepper, the payoff. Hit the other way, rolls it into right field, and Jordan Disson gets on first with a two-out base knock. His first hit of the series, and the Threshers have him made aboard with two gone in the second inning. I'm going to bring up Jordan Byers. Also did not play yesterday, 0-4 with a strikeout in his last game against Dunedin back on Saturday. Walked in a pinch-hit appearance and started three games, going 1-12 with an RBI double against Dunedin last week. Byers swings and misses an indoor fastball, count 0-1. Two multi-hit games on the season for Byers, one multi-RBI game, but that came on a 2-RBI double in the late innings against Fort Myers in the home opening shutout from the Clearwater Threshers. As now the count evens to 1-1. Disson, 0-2 in stolen base attempts this season. Takes a lead off first, and he's going to head to second. A high bouncer over the head of Cespedes, and it's a hit and run. Disson is all going to stop at third after he was already at second by the time the ball hit green grass. It's a two-out single for Byers. The hit and run works to perfection. And Byers is on first base to put men on the corners for the man making his debut in William Bergoglio. Venezuela native is Bergoglio, beginning his professional career in the Dominican Summer League last season. Hit .380 with an on-base percentage of .470, three doubles and 14 RBIs, no home runs as a pro just yet. In his second year pro, he bounces one down the third baseline, but foul, count 0-1. And it'll be interesting to see how they treat Bergoglio, because Rincon has been the primary shortstop, and then whenever he's not in, it's usually Brito playing short. Now a third guy who can play short for the Threshers in Bergoglio, as that is his natural position. He is playing second base here tonight. 0-1 to Bergoglio. Hit on a line, grounded into center. That's going to roll in there for a base hit. Byers rounds second and heads to third. He'll get in there standing up. And the first hit in full season balls, an RBI single for the 18-year-old William Bergoglio. Welcome to the Threshers, William. And you've got a 1-0 lead for your new team. RBI single for Bergoglio. Disson scores. Byers moves to third. And the Threshers lead by one here in the top of the second inning. It's going to be enough to bring Jared Gaynor, the pitching coach, along with the catcher Kyle Schmidt and Jarrell Ortega out to have a chat with C.J. Culpepper. Two on and two outs for Justin Crawford. It's Byers on third and Bergoglio, who got his first hit as an RBI in full season baseball to put the Threshers up 1-0. Isabella Robb going to come out and break up the mound meeting. Excuse me. As half the infield for Fort Myers will go back to their positions, and Gaynor will head back to the dugout. Culpepper remaining on the mound drops the rosin bag as, before he heads behind the plate, Kyle Schmidt going to give out the signs to his infielder. Good speed on first base, and if Crawford finds green grass, it'll be 2-0, as Bergoglia's RBI single gave the Threshers the first lead of the game. 1-0 Clearwater. They've scored both in each of the two games this series. Crawford corkscrews this one foul behind home plate. Count is 0-1. He grabbed the short his last time up. The Threshers have played 51 games on the season now. And they have scored first in 27 of those games. Of those 27 games, the Threshers have won 23, including last night. 23-4, the record when scoring first. Now the 0-1 to Crawford as Campbell has it sent from the, or Culpepper has it sent from the belt. 3 in the pitch clock, he deals. Crawford bounces this one, foul down the third base line. And the count's 0-2. Took a high hop and just drifted foul. As Byers was off on contact, so was Bergoglia. 0-2 now to Crawford, 2 outs and 2 on. Bergoglia shifting towards second base. We'll see how much wheels he's got. The 0-2 pitch, breaking ball on the outside corner, called strike 3. A close pitch for Crawford, and that's strikeout number 3 of the inning for C.J. Culpepper. But a run comes across. William Bergoglia makes his debut with the Threshers with an RBI single to put Clearwater ahead 1-0 with 3 hits and 2 men left in the top of the second inning. Bottom half of the second inning coming up. Threshers up 5-1.
My colleague Anajar
and
Levine. I'm Mark Anajar from the law offices of Anajar and Levine. If you've been involved in a car accident and are not sure of your legal rights, call us at 1-800-747-FREE for a consultation. And take back control of your... Fans assigned to the Grand Dive Fair, look each seat of the game. If you're sitting in section 111, row 8, seat 1, you have won 4 seats to a future muscle phone game, courtesy of Grand Dive Fair. Congratulations and thank you to Van Dyke here for your support of Muscles Baseball. When looking for a real estate agent you can trust on the Paradise Coast, contact Ryan Hollingsworth, 239-910-3567. Ryan has been helping Wynn fans find their piece of paradise in Southwest Florida for almost 15 years. As a former Minnesota resident and a concierge agent, Ryan guides his clients every step of the way during the buying or selling process. Welcome to paradise. Welcome home. Betting for your muscles. First baseman number 20, Rubel Cespedes.
Jonathan Petit now pitching with the lead for the Threshers. A run on 3 hits in the second, and the first pitch fouled down the left field line and over the Fort Myers bullpen. Nope, it bounced off the top of the fence and came back in. 0-1 to Rubel Cespedes, third in Fort Myers on the team with 22 RBIs, couple last night. 0-1. Hitting the air out to left field. Boyd running towards the track, and he's going to let that bounce off the wall. Boyd picks it up with a bare hand, wheels the throw in. That goes wide of the cutoff man, but Rincon gets there in time as it's a leadoff double for Rubel Cespedes. Boyd has great range, but he wasn't going to be able to get that one in the air. One hopper to the wall for Rubel Cespedes. Gives him his third hit of the season, or of the series, second double. He had 2 hits and 2 RBIs last night, and now he represents the tying run with a leadoff double here in the bottom of the second. 1-0 Threshers, and Cespedes on second base with Mikey Perez, who pitched for the last 2 outs of the ninth after Jonathan Lavallee got injured. He is now facing a 1-0 count as he ducks underneath a high slider That's with the grit of Jonathan Petit. 1-0 Threshers here in the bottom of the second inning. Petit now set. Cespedes takes a short lead. He's being held on second base by Mikey Perez. The fastball misses outside. Now the count's 2-0. Perez on the season, 208 hitter, and 2 home runs for the infielder. Guy who can rotate around. Played third, or started at third last night, as he swings and misses at a fastball to make it 2-1. Now Perez playing second. UCLA product, 15-round pick of the Twins in 2021. Now the 2-1 count. Short lead again off of first from Cespedes. 2-1 pitch, fastball right down Main Street, and the count evens at 2-2. That was breaking stuff that can hit the 70s. Even a fastball at 91 mile an hour when placed right can really fool you like it did there. 2-2 hits Perez, and the first two get on base for the Mighty Muscles. Petit upset with himself, stepping in forward a little bit just to make sure that Perez is all right, and Mikey will head over to first base, putting the go-ahead run on the first base bag. Perez on first, Cespedes on second, nobody out in the second inning. With Kyle Schmidt, the catcher, coming up to the plate. 1-0, Threshers lead, still nobody out in the bottom of the second inning. Petit in a bit of a jam here. Schmidt playing just his third game with Fort Myers. Takes a fastball outside as the count goes to 1-0. Catcher got in the game at first last night after the Lavallee injury. A couple things shuffled around defensively for Fort Myers. Schmidt, a three-corner swing, sending the fastball back into the netting, foul. Now the count's 1-1. Schmidt, drafted out of Richmond in 2019, playing his fifth game with the Mighty Muscles, is 6-for-12 with 5 ribbies and 2 runs scored. Fastball on the outside part of the plate. Now the count's 1-2 to Kyle Schmidt. Schmidt walked in the ninth and is only at bat of yesterday's game. Now facing a 1-2. The pitch. Hit in the air, out to right field. Rincones is back on it. Camps under it. Slightly drifts to his left and makes the catch. And now sends a throw to the cutoff man, Bergoglio, as tagging and going to third is Rubel Cespedes. So the Threshers now have runners on the corners. A chance for an inning-ending double play like they had in the first. And Cespedes. Alex Sayer, not a whole lot of pop, but a good hitter in his own right, mainly a contact and speed guy, now has a chance with runners on the corners. Middle infield pinch for double play depth. Castillo holding the runner Mikey Perez on first base. Fastball misses upstairs, and the count 1-0 to Alex Sayer. Perez, no ill effects of being hit by that pitch. 14 stolen bases on the season. In 15 tries. Efficient base stealer is Perez, and he's off for second. Fastball in there for a strike. The throw on time from Disson, but the tag is not. A really close play. The jump from Perez just good enough to get in there behind a hard man to steal on in Jordan Disson, and the play certainly close over at second base. Stolen base number 15 of the year for Mikey Perez, and the count even at 1-1 to Alex Sayer, with the double play now being taken off the table. Petit kicks and deals. 1-1 outside on the breaker, count 2-1. Sayer also hit ninth last night, now up in the eighth spot, 1-for-3 with 2 RBIs and a walk. Now Petit, the 2-1. Fastball fouled away high and down the right field side of home plate. Count is 2-2. 1-0, the Threshers lead, but Fort Myers threatening with two runners in scoring positions and just one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Threshers lead is 1. Petit is set. 2-2 is the count, and the pitch. fouled away, and we'll do it again. Sayer bounces this one off the dirt in front of home plate to keep the count at 2-2. Petit, glove at his ear. Now he grabs the ball. 2-2 again. One out here in the second. Petit deals. Inside, almost hits Sayer. And now the count runs full. First base open for the Mighty Muscles left fielder. Petit has walked just 5 batters this season. Now it's a payoff to Sayer. Runner stayed put. Popped up in a shallow right. Rincones running towards the line. He's got it. Could be deep enough to tag. Rincones has the throw home, and each runner will think about but won't go. Good job by Petit to induce weak contact down the right field side, and the arm of Rincones is certainly one to take notice of. A great throw towards home plate to hold the runners and keep the 1-0 lead intact. Now it's the number 9 hitter, Maddox Houghton, with 2 on and 2 outs. Perez on second, Cespedes on third. 2 outs to Houghton as Petit is set, and he deals the first pitch. And time is called as the pitch was thrown. It's a pitch clock violation on Petit, so it's a 1-0 count. The pitch does not out for Petit. Looked like it would have been ball one anyway, but Houghton was off out of the box. Now he's back into it. 1-0 is the count to Maddox Houghton, coming in as a defensive replacement late in last night's game. 1-0 the pitch, outside heater again, and now the count is 2-0 after the automatic ball one. Houghton flied out to right in his only at-bat of yesterday's game, so he went 0-1. For coming on for right fielder Gilberto Celestino in the ninth inning. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball low makes the count 2-1. A good move and a good pitch by Jonathan Petit to get Houghton to go. 2-1, two outs and 2-1. Petit set. 7 on the pitch clock. Now Petit brings it up to the brim of his cap, slowly lowers and deals. Fouled back again, 2-2. Just 2 straight pitches fouled off the end of Houghton's back, going back into the backstop. And now Petit is 1 strike away from keeping this a 1-0 shutout. He's not allowed a run in each of his last 7 innings. Now 8 2/3, if you include tonight. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Petit brings the fastball up to 94 to get his second strikeout of the game. Houghton down swinging, and the Threshers strand 2 in scoring position. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, and 2 men left.
Right mascot,
1-0, Threshers lead.
Marv chasing the Threshers off the field. We got Sam the Shark. We got Larry the Lobster. You guys ready? All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1, go! Wow, they signed a trip mark. Are you kidding me? Wow, dirty play from Sam and Larry to start. But don't count Marv out, Sam. Dirty again, and now here comes Marv. Marv to push. He's going to match the dirtiness and then run away with it at the end. Marv for Mighty Muscle, Sam and Larry closing. But give it to Marv tonight. Grand mascot race champion Marv the Mighty Muscle.
Carol, back to you. Sorry, I'm a
museum therapist.
Do rehab yourself,
baby. I love golf. I have always
done
golf.
So we started having some smaller than level foot.
Well, the golf thing starts down at the feet. If you don't wear good support, you probably won't have a good golf swing.
So, you got
fitted
for good feet on sports.
It made a world of difference.
Any advice for your fellow insects?
2 words, the good feet fit.
Try them for yourself with a free fitting.
What do you think together with my others
top of the third inning, 2, 3, and 4 up for the Threshers. They hold on to a 1-0 lead after leaving 2 straight. like we might have a new pitcher for Fort Myers. Nope, they're the locks. Second pitch of the third, grounded right back to C.J. Culpepper, who I mistakenly thought was someone else. Amarion Boyd is the first out of the inning as he grounded one up the middle, taken by Culpepper.
Next up, shortstop number 5, Ryan Rick Cole.
In the first play of the third inning, 1-0 is the score with the Threshers in the lead and Brian Rincon at the plate. Boyd now 1-for-2. Rincon struck out in the first. First pitch to Rincon hit the other way into the netting, ricocheting into the Fort Myers dugout. 0-1 the count to Brian, who's been elevated to the 3 spot in the Threshers order. Now here's the 0-1. Fastball outside corner, count 0-2. Top 5 in Clearwater's order stayed the same as it did last night with all the new additions to the lineup. Hitting later on in the order as Rincon takes this the other way and foul behind home plate. It's right next to where the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles have the Twins division banners on display. Painted on the wall. 0-2, fastball up and away. Count now 1-2 to Brian Rincon. Rincon, born in New York, raised in Venezuela. Came to Pittsburgh for high school in 2020 before he was drafted by the Phillies. The 1-2 pitch, curveball misses upstairs, evens the count at 2-2. Rincon, 5 home runs, 2nd on the team. And he has 24 RBIs, also making him 2nd on the team. Another fastball upstairs, and Rincon has worked the count full after starting off 0-2. Three balls, 2 strikes. Payoff coming from Culpepper. Hit up the middle, a high flare, and that is going to end up over the second baseman's glove as Perez can't get to it. It's a base hit for Rincon, his first hit of the series. And the Threshers have now put a runner on base in each of the first 3 innings. A one-out single for Brian Rincon to bring up Gabe Rincones Jr. Rincones Jr. had his father, Gabriel Rincones Sr., play a season of minor league baseball in the rookie ball level of the Seattle Mariners organization. Now Rincon shuffles off first, swing and a miss by Rincones, count 0-1. Rincon, 8 stolen bases on the year in 12 attempts. He had one of them last night. Big leadoff first for Rincon. Rincones Jr. awaits the 0-1 as Culpepper wheels around and the throw gets past the first baseman. Hits off the backstop into left where Mikey Perez controls it. And on the throwing error by Culpepper, Rincon advances to second base. So now no inning ending double play possible without one of the ones on a tag out. But E1 sends Rincon to second base. Rincones Jr. doesn't talk a lot about his dad's playing experience because things are just so different for the players now than they were back in 97 when his father played in the minor leagues. Fastball upstairs, count 1-1. He says it's just difficult to make a comparison, especially because there's been such advancements in the amenities and the housing and in really every aspect of life for current minor league players, things that they have now that they didn't have in the 90s. 1-1, breaking ball in there for called strike 2 over the outside part of the plate. So 1-2 count now to Rincones Jr. But obviously, Rincones said that his father was one of the big reasons he started to play baseball, just wanted to do everything like his old man. Now the 1-2 pitch, fastball upstairs, count 2-2. Even when he moved to Scotland before Team Great Britain was as much of a presence as it is in the United Kingdom, Rincones was still trying to play baseball as much as he could in all 3 countries that he's lived in. Grew up in Venezuela and went to high school in the United States, spending the years 6 through 12 of his life in Scotland. Count still 2-2 to Rincones. He fouled one off his foot. New set of baseballs for Isabella Robb. One out here in the top of the third inning. A man on second, that's Brian Rincon. And a 2-2 count to Gabriel Rincones Jr. Culpepper looks over at second. Rincon is shuffling, and this is bounced up the middle by Rincon S. Jr., fielded by the shortstop, Cruz, who sends it to first for the second out of the inning. But Rincon advances the third on the play. So a productive ground out for Rincon S. Jr. That brings the second out of the third inning for Otto Kemp. Struck out in his first at-bat, but still a dangerous guy at the plate, hitting just 207 on the year, but four homers, 21 RBIs, and he's among the league leaders in walks. Rincon fouls the breaking ball back to the backstop, and the count is 0-1. Kemp taking a quick timeout, back in the batter's box now. Brian Rincon on third base, 90 feet from becoming run number two for the Threshers. Five on the pitch, net clock for Culpepper. He deals, slider outside, and the count evens at 1-1. Kemp, a right-handed hitter, undrafted out of Point Loma Nazarene University, where he excelled, hitting over 300 over his career there at the California school. Fastball missing low. Now the count's 2-1. It's in the Los Angeles area, not too far from where Kemp is from. 23 years old in his first full pro season. Now here's the 2-1. Bounced off his own leg and then ends up going back to the pitcher, and Culpepper loses his glove as he goes to knock that ball away. Two balls and one strike to Kemp now. And Rincon will go back to third base. Kemp began a 29-game on-base streak in the second-to-last game of this series that lasted until a doubleheader against St. Lucie about a week and a half ago. 2-1 now to Kemp. Rincon's on third. Now the count's 2-2 officially after the foul ball. Breaking ball gets past the catcher. Rincon's going to walk home, and no time for Culpepper to come in as backup. A wild pitch by CJ gives the Threshers their second run of the game and a full count to Otto Kemp. So now the bases are clear with two outs for Otto, but he's got a full count to his advantage as he comes back in the batter's box. Payoff pitch coming, two strikes and two runs scored for Clearwater. Now Culpepper kicks and deals. Breaking ball, misses low, and that is ball number four. So the Rincon run will not be earned as he advances to second on error. Otto Kemp, walk number 26 on the season. And that will bring up Chad Castillo, a strikeout victim, his last time up. 2-0 Threshers, a man on first and two outs here in the top of the second inning. Kemp is off for second. Castillo fouls this one off the end of the bat. As counts now 0-1. 7 stolen bases in 10 attempts for Kemp, including one tonight, already equaling the amount he had in last series against Dunedin, where he played all 6 games. Kemp, rarely a guy who comes out of the lineup, inching off of first again, being held loosely on the bag by Rubel Cespedes. Kemp offers second again, and Castillo fouls it back into the netting to make the count 0-2. Castillo hit the first Threshers home run of the season on the last day of the Bradenton series. Now 4 homers on the year with 16 RBIs, went 1-for-4 his last time up on Sunday against the Blue Jays. Did not play last night as Felix Reyes got the start ahead of him at first. Now the 0-2 again. We'll see if Kemp goes. He thinks about it, but doesn't, and he would have had to come back anyways. That was grounded foul by Castillo to keep the count 0-2. So Kemp still looking for his 8th stolen base of the year as he inches off first towards the second base bag. 0-2, he's off for second. It doesn't matter as Castillo swings and misses. Another strikeout by C.J. Culpepper. 5 Ks in the game for C.J. 2 against Castillo. The Threshers, though, do get a run scored on one hit, one error, and one man left on base. The Threshers lead it 2-0 as we head to the bottom of the third here on the Threshers Podcast Network.
Yes, that's right. Don't you want your documents inside of life? And for smells, of course, everybody knows that Cortex is waterproof, kiss-proof, and pet-proof.
Thank you, Mom and Dad, for letting us get our amazing horse, a family-owned and operated farm license. That's what I like to do.
You guys keep it. Recycling foul!
Why? This is plastic and paper.
Contaminated plastic, soiled paper, garbage. Wet it down, throw it out.
Fans, it's time for the pitcher's lucky seat of the game contest. If you are sitting in section 109, row 5, seat 3, please report to the Fairfield Inn & Suites Guest Services booth, as you have won a $25 gift card courtesy of the church. Amavita Resort Retirement Community offers independent living and assisted living member care and mild cognitive impairment without the large income. This resort shall community offers needs of starting up to $33.95 a month. Start living the resort lifestyle in the house. Grand Dynamo is a one-stop shop for cataract surgery, LASIK, and smile laser vision correction. Patient-first approach to care. Your eye health is in the best hands of the specialists of Brands Eye Care. Dial Star 2020 on your mobile phone for better vision and a better life. Batter up for your Fort Myers mighty muscles. Lead up. Batter top of the order. It's right fielder number 9, Dylan Noisy.
Top of the order in the third inning, Mighty Muscles with some work to do. The Threshers lead it 2-0 in the third as the fastball from Petit misses outside 1-0. Noisy got the first hit of the game for the Mighty Muscles. They now have 3 to Clearwater's 5. The Threshers lead 2-0. 1-0 the pitch popped up down the right field line. Castillo drifting towards the wall at the wall, and he lets it land in the seats to make it a 1-1 count. On the foul ball by Dylan Noisy. A couple happy fans in that right field section right next to first base. And we're even at 1-1 to the Mighty Muscles leadoff man. Noisy, 1-for-1 on the day. So is Danny DeAndrade, who's in the hole with Jarrell Ortega on deck. This one's tapped foul behind home plate by Noisy. And the count up to 1-2. Ortega in the on-deck circle now. 2-0 lead for the Threshers as Petit deals. Breaking ball bounced over to short, fielded on a bunch of hops by Rincon, pulls it into the body and throws it to first for the first out of the third inning. That'll bring up Jarrell Ortega, the first strikeout victim of Petit back in the fourth inning. John Finney has 2 strikeouts now with 43 pitches thrown, 29 in there for strikes for Jonathan Petit. Now Ortega awaits the first pitch. Slider upstairs, count 1-0. No action in either pen just yet. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball up and in, 2-0. Ortega, a couple of foul balls, but struck out on a 1-2 count to Petit back in the first inning, the first of his 2 strikeouts of today's game. Now Petit is set, a 2-0 count to Jarrell Ortega. Hit in the air, foul down the right field line. That makes the count 2-1. Two nothing to score. Threshers in the lead. Petit set. Brings the ball into his mitt at the belt, and the 2-1 pitch, fastball, missing inside and bouncing out of the glove of Disson. The count now 3-1. One out and nobody on for Fort Myers here in the bottom of the third inning. The Threshers have scored runs in each of the past 2 frames. Petit, set, 3-1, and this is popped up foul again next to the booth on the right field side of the plate. Will fill up the count at 3-2. Nobody on and one out as Petit gets himself set with Ortega now back in the box. Petit deals. High in the air again, fouling out. Still a full count to Jarrell Ortega. DH last night, couple of hits. Now playing third here tonight. He'll take a quick timeout to adjust his batting gloves and keep himself from getting an automatic strike three on a Cal Conley in spring training. Too far from here. Three balls and two strikes. Ortega hits one foul down the right field side. We'll stay at 3-2. Two outs here in the bottom third. The tee now set. Here's the payoff again inside on the breaking ball, and that's ball number four. First walk of the day for Jonathan Petit. Usually something he limits very well. That just is sixth walk of the season. Came in with a strikeout to walk rate.
Designated hitter number 8, Danny D'Andrade.
Bring up Danny D'Andrade, tonight's designated hitter, who singled with 2 outs in the first inning, but then was doubled up on a ground ball to first by Rafael Cruz. Ortega has good speed, and this is hit in the other way into right field. Rincones going back towards the track. He dives and unable to get there. Ortega rounds second, looking for third. A strong throw in by Rincones as Ortega falls rounding third base. Looked like he would have been out at home anyway. And I think that's part of the reason why he fell. Fort Myers Mighty Muscles third base coach was holding up the stop sign to Jarrell Ortega, as he looked likely to have been gunned out at home if he had stayed on his feet. So Danny D'Andrade extends the inning with a double, and Ortega is on third. One out here in the third inning, as D'Andrade still waiting to take his guards off, with Ortega getting looked at by the assistant trainer for Fort Myers, Asia Morello. He skinned his arm coming when he fell around third base. Right now he's getting his wrist taped up by Morello. Ortega appears completely fine, and he'll have dead back to the base pass with a little purple tape on that right wrist. That'll bring up Rafael Cruz, brother of O'Neill Cruz, and you can tell, very similar facial features, but he's not as tall as O'Neill is. O'Neill Cruz stands at 6'6". The breaking ball to Rafael in there for a called strike. O'Neill on the injured list currently, but a mainstay with the Pittsburgh Pirates, a fan favorite, as he's 6'6", incredibly fast with a lot of pop. 0-1, fouled back into the netting by Rafael. As a count now 0-2. Third largest signing bonus from the Twins back in 2021 international class out of Nisao in the Dominican Republic. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. And Disson holds on to it. Third strikeout of the day for Petit. He's got one down swing in each innings, and that big second out brings up Rubel Cespedes. So Cruz 0 for 2 on the day. Cespedes doubled in the second. Petit trying to keep him off the base paths here. An extra base hit ties the game. And a single might as well. Breaking ball on the outside corner, called strike number one. Cespedes took the second pitch he saw into right field for a double. Now it's 0-1, 2-on and 2-outs. D'Andrade on second, Ortega on third, as the breaking ball misses outside. Disson digs it into the dirt, and the count's 1-1. Each runner's stay, with a man on second and third for Fort Myers. Still 2 outs in the bottom of the third inning. 2-0 the lead for Clearwater. Petit deals. Hit up the middle. Rincon, a sliding stop at short. A long throw to first. In time! A nice stretch from Chad Castillo and a great throw from shortstop by Brian Rincon to keep it scoreless for the Mighty Muscles in the third inning. A walk and a hit for Fort Myers, but one man, both men left stranded. We're here with Brooke at Hammond Stadium.
It's Cameron that's going to guess the lyric. Cameron's in chorus, so apparently she can sing. We'll find out if she knows some music. Caroline, play that music for us.
And the baby comes alive, put my hands on the floor, 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 put my hands on the floor.
Jimmy to need help from Brooks. Massage Envy, finish the lyric. Caroline, back to you.
Great job down there. The band starts to go with the promotion was brought to you by Massage Envy. With five Southwest Florida locations, Massage Envy is here to help you take care of you. We cover like the pros at Massage Envy with massage, stretching, rapid tension relief, and skin care. Water quality affects us all, and we have the power to make a difference. Simply do not fertilize your lawn from June through September during summer months, rainy months, when runoff could wash fertilizer into waterways that cause unwanted and damaging algae to bloom. Do your part. Fertilize smart. Batting for the Thrushers, catcher number 7, Jordan Disson.
Top of the fourth inning, one-third of the way through today's game. 2-0 lead for the Threshers with Disson coming up for Clearwater. He slides the first pitch into the gap in right center field, but a soggy liner lands in front of Dylan Noisy. Still a leadoff hit for Disson. He is now 2-for-2. Scored the first run of the game back in
for
the second run of the game back in the second inning.
Excuse me. Jordan Byers.
On an RBI from William Borgoia, who will be on deck after Byers is up. Byers combined with Disson on a nice little hit and run play for a single back in the second inning. He takes a pitch outside for strike number one. 2-0 the lead for the Threshers. Disson on first with his second single and an 0-1 count to Jordan Byers. 0-1. Fastball right down the pipe, and now it's 0-2. Byers average up at 183, three homers, 12 RBIs on the season as he takes one in the air foul down the right field line, count is 0-2. A lefty getting loose in the Fort Myers bullpen. The Threshers pen still clear for Petit. Looks like he's going to be working in to the fourth for the second straight out. Disson goes for second. Pitch misses inside. The throw is in time. So is the tag. And for the third time this year, Jordan Disson thrown out trying to steal second base. 2-6 on the caught stealing. And Jordan Byers is out on a strike him out, throw him out, double play. Called strike three to Byers, and just like that, the runner wiped off base for the Threshers. And now the first pitch chopped foul by Borgoia. Made an emphatic introduction in his last time up, an RBI single, and the second pitch he saw at the full season level for William Borgoia. Primarily a shortstop, 18 years old, out of Valencia in Venezuela. Played 1 year in the Dominican Summer League last year as the pitch misses outside, count 1-1. Like Gabe Rincones Jr., Borgoia had a father who played pro, who played 10 seasons in the minors and played 17 games with the Reds back in 2005, primarily a middle infielder in the major leagues. Curve ball over the heart of the plate and accounts 1-2 to William Borgoia, another guy who has been around the game. Justin Crawford, who's on deck, obviously had a famous father in the major leagues as well, but a couple of guys on this team who know what it takes to get to the next level. 1-2 pitch, hit on a line, sliding stop by the second baseman Perez, rolling away from the base. He makes the throw over to first for the final out in the inning. A leadoff single, a strike him out, throw him out, double play, and then a grounder to second. Helps C.J. Culpepper face the minimum here in the fourth inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, and nobody left. Still 2-0. We head into the bottom of the fourth inning.
Don't be like Tony. Get laser vision correction at Branch On Care. Dial **.
Hey, man. Nice dog.
At Babcock Ranch, we love to see people connect to nature, to each other, to something greater than themselves. It's the town of tomorrow, right here, right now. Powered by the sun, and energized by true community. Let life shine at Badcock Ranch.
Do you want to recover like the pros? Ageless Fitness and Vitality Booth Wellness Centers offers cryotherapy, red light, dry salt, and compression therapies so you can recover faster, feel better, and increase athletic performance. Book your appointment at www.agelessfitnessfl.com. Be ageless. Fans, you have a hurricane claim question. Have you had claims denied or underpaid? We can help. Get a free second opinion when Ask an Adjuster. Book with adjusters that work for you, not the insurance company. Visit askanadjuster.com today. And don't forget to stop by the Rusty's Bar featuring Bacardi, located down the third baseline for the best drinks in the ballpark. Batting for the Muscle, second baseman number 4, Mikey Perez.
Download Valley Live for free from the Apple Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 2-0 the lead for the Threshers as Mikey Perez pops this one up foul. That's going to land on the concourse. 0-1 to the Mighty Muscles relief pitcher and second baseman. Got 2 outs in the ninth inning in last night's loss. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball low, count 1-1. Jonathan Petit still on the hill for the Clearwater Threshers in a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Perez, Schmidt, and Sayer up in this frame for Fort Myers. 1-1 pitch, hit on a line, foul, rocketing off the padded wall and rolling into left field. 1-2 to Perez, who singled and stole a base in the second. But so far, the Mighty Muscles have left 5 stranded through the first 3 innings of play. Petit, a little bit of rosin, now he's set. 1-2 to Perez, he deals, slider outside, and the count's 2-2. Outside, fastball bouncing in the dirt, and the count's now 3-2. New balls to Isabella Robb as Perez is set. Robb will get back behind home plate. Petit touching the mound before he gets into his windup. 3-2. Fouled back. That was roped, and well, you heard where that landed. Right underneath my booth, as we have a full count once again, as Perez fouls a 3-2 pitch off. Pitch number 65 of the night coming for Jonathan Petit. The payoff again, fastball roped into the gap in right center field. That's going to be extra bases. Crawford is there 2 steps before the warning trap, and he hits the cutoff man in Bergoglio as Perez leads off the inning with a stand-up double. 3 extra base hits on the day for Fort Myers. 2 of them have led off innings with a leadoff two-bagger Mel Cespedes that led off the second inning. And now Perez leads off the fourth with a double of his own. Perez is 2-for-2 on the day. That'll bring up Kyle Schmidt and flying out to Rincones Jr. in white in his last time up. 2-0 the score. Threshers in the lead with Perez taking a short lead off second base. He's being held on by Bergoglio. Breaking ball missing outside. Count 1-0. A changeup just really slows down and drops from Jonathan Petit. 1-0 count to Schmidt, playing his 5th game of the season for Fort Myers. Fastball zips on the outside corner, and now the count's 1-1. Fastball has been sitting at 92, mostly for Petit, as low as 89. And as high as 94. So a pretty wide range for Petit this game. 1-1 pitch, heater low, narrowly missing the knees of Schmidt, and the count is now 2-1. Schmidt hitting .442 now, a homer and 5 RBIs in his first 5 games, as we have a lefty getting up for the Threshers. A Looks like it's Danny Wilkinson getting loose as the slider misses outside to make it a 3-1 count to Kyle Schmidt. Catcher by trade, playing catcher tonight, played a little bit of first base in the end of last night's game. The 3-1 now. Perez, a short leadoff second, as Schmidt pops this one foul to fill up the count for the second straight at bat. Three balls and two strikes. Don't think we'll see Perez head for third here, but with a righty at the plate, it's definitely possible. Nobody out, a man on second. Threshers lead by two. Petit looks at second and deals. Breaking ball, hitting to center field. Crawford is there, closer to left center, and he'll make the grab for the first out, shallow enough that Perez will stay on second. Two flyouts and two at-bats for Kyle Schmidt.
Number 12, first out of the Sayer.
That'll bring up Alex Sayer, who flied out to Rincones in right field in his first at-bat, also working a full count. And by the way, Petit has now thrown 71 pitches with 46 first strikes. The righty Sayer against the righty Petit, with the lefty still warming up in both bullpens. First pitch hit high in the air down the right field line. Short jog for Rincones because he sees Zach's destined for the berm in front of the Threshers' pen. Count is 0-1. And it is Danny Wilkinson getting loose in the Threshers' bullpen. 0-1 count to Sayer. There's a chance Wilkinson comes this inning as Perez goes for third. Pitch misses outside. A great throw by Disson, and that gets Perez at third base. Jordan Disson showing off the cannon of an arm, getting the runner out at third. So just like that, the runner in scoring position to lead off the frame is eliminated at third base. And it's a 1-1 count to Alex Sayer. 2-5 on the caught stealing as the breaking ball in there to make it a 1-2 count. Just don't steal on the Threshers player. Simple as that. Disson with a caught stealing percentage close to 40 on the season, among the best in the Florida State League. 1-2 to Alex Sayer. Two outs and the bases clear. Petit deals. Hitting the air right to Rincones Jr., a couple steps back, and he makes the catch on the run for the final out of the fourth inning. So a man caught stealing by Jordan Disson, and two flyouts to end the frame as we are through four innings. No runs, a hit, no errors, no running left.
Never have I been so happy to see Roach. It's time for the truly Nolan Roach race. We got our young exterminators on the field. The Roach is ready. Here we go in 3, 2, 1, go! Wow, my guy in the red definitely took off early. The Roach, he came out with his running shoes on and he is blowing away the competition. He was not happy with what happened in the tunnel, and he made quick work of those exterminators. Truly Nolan Roach race goes to the Roach. Back to you, Caroline.
More students, more entertainment, more slots, more fun, more than you expected. There's more in Paris at Seminole Casino Hotel, the Mountain.
Fans chasing the crowd part of an official bank of the Mighty Muscle stop by any of the many Southwest Florida locations. Gerber Collision and Glass is growing and hiring. Work with the best. Come work with an industry leader with competitive pay and weekly pay plus benefits that start on day one. Visit GerberCareers.com for more information. Don't miss the Naples premiere of The Pigeon Comes to Naples, a Mo Willems exhibit at Seamount. Spend an exciting day with the characters of this beloved children's book author and illustrator, Mo Willems, including best friend duo, Elephant and Piggy, faithful companion, Knuckle Bunny, and the Pigeon, the wily city bird. Don't let the pigeon drive the bus. For more information, visit Seamon.org.
A new pitcher for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, Zach Veen. Not one of the top prospects on the Rockies, but a left-hander out of Point Loma Nazarene University. On the hill against the lefty, Justin Crawford. First pitch to Crawford of the fifth inning is a swinging bunt down the first baseline. Devine fields it, throw to first, not in time. Crawford too fast, getting his second hit of the series on a bunt single as Zach Veen enters the game in a tough spot against Justin Crawford, who starts off the inning with a bunt form to hit. C.J. Culpepper currently in line for the loss. 5 hits, 2 runs allowed, 1 earned, a walk and 6 strikeout in 4 innings of work would be his third loss of the season. Now Omarion Boyd up at the plate with Crawford taking a lead off of first. He'll stay put. Boyd pops up a bunt foul over the netting, and it teeters off the top and lands on the field of play. So, 0-1 the count to Omarion Boyd, and Zach Veen is a couple batters away from facing his former college teammate in Otto Kemp. 0-1 the count to Boyd, short lead off first for Crawford, but that certainly won't stop him if he tries to steal. He won't. He'll head back to first base underneath the tag by Rubel Cespedes on an 0-1 pickoff attempt from Zach Veen. 2-0 the score, Threshers out hitting the Mighty Muscles 7-5, one error for Fort Myers, none for Clearwater. Veen looking a long look at first. And now Crawford off for second. Pitch in for called strike, and Justin Crawford in there easily at second base. Boyd has a stolen base tonight. The Threshers are 2-for-3 in steals this evening, and Justin Crawford has his 24th bag stolen of the season. Everyone in the league is chasing Boyd in stolen bases, but Crawford tied with Seth Stevenson for second, with 24 stolen bases in 27 attempts. It is an 0-2 count to Omarion Boyd. And a pitch hit in the air out to right center field. On the run is the center fielder. Diving play, and it gets over the glove of Maddox Houghton. This is going to score Crawford, who's being raved around third. He's going to score easily. And Omarion Boyd in at third base with a stand-up triple. But a great throw from the cutoff man coming in and almost colliding with Boyd. So an RBI triple for Omarion, and Crawford coming around from second to score the third run of the game for the Clearwater Threshers. RBI number 2 of the series for Boyd. Second hit of the day for Omarion as well, as the infield moves in for the right-handed hitting Brian Rincon. For Boyd, it's his 10th multi-hit game of the season, tying his season high. First pitch to Rincon, misses in the dirt on the breaking ball, 1-0. He singled and scored back in the third inning. First triple of the year for Omarion Boyd, which is kind of surprising considering how fast he is. But the infield drawn in, a 1-0 count to Rincon, hitting out of the right-handed box for the first time. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball outside, 2-0. 1-for-2 on the day is Rincon. Scored a run in the third inning, as the Threshers have now scored in the fourth as well to make it 3-0 on Boyd's RBI triple. Here's the 2-0. Fastball upstairs, 3-0. Infield drawn in, toes on the infield grass for the middle infielders Perez and Cruz. And 3-0 pitch, outside breaking ball, ball 4. Rincon has walked on back-to-back nights to put runners on the corners. Still nobody out here in the fifth inning. A single and a triple to start off this frame, and the Threshers have runners on the corners. Infield still drawn in for Gabe Rincones Jr., but they'll shift over to the right side of the infield, anticipating a pulled ball from Gabe Rincones Jr., with the middle of the infield pinched for double play depth. 8 stolen bases on the year for Rincon, who's being held on at first by Cespedes. Breaking ball in there for a called strike to Gabriel Rincones Jr., who has grounded out twice. A ground ball would likely still score Boyd, but might trade a run for 2 outs. 3-0 to score. The Threshers lead in the top of the fifth. Veen deals. Grounder to second base from Rincones Jr. Boyd will score. No play at first. That hits an RBI on a fielder's choice. 4-6 to get Rincon at second base. So, Rincones Jr. replaces Rincon on first. He's got 21 RBIs on the year now, and the Threshers lead it 4-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. So that'll bring up a battle of teammates, Ano Kemp and Zach Veen. Veen pitched against the Threshers once when they Fort Myers visited BayCare Ballpark. The throw in a second, not in time. Second stolen base of the series for Gabe Rincones Jr., who has 22 now on the season. 1-0 to Ano Kemp with two runs home already in the bottom of the fifth inning. So Veen missed facing Kemp by a batter in the later stages of the one game he pitched in Clearwater against Ano Kemp. Kemp popped this one up into right field. Towards the foul line is Noisy. He makes the play. Rincones back on the tag, and he was a little bit ahead of the base thinking that might drop, so he's unable to advance to third on the flyout by Kemp. So the pitcher wins the battle of the two former teammates, and that'll bring up Chad Castillo with two outs here in the fifth. Threshers lead it 4-0 on an RBI from Rincones and an RBI triple from Omarion Boyd. Two gone, Rincones Jr. on second base, Chad Castillo at the plate. The lefty Veen takes a look over at the Keystone sack and deals. Castillo lets the slider go outside, but it gets on the corner for a called strike one. The shortstop, Rafael Cruz, holding Rincones Jr. on second base. The infield otherwise towards the pole side of the lefty Chad Castillo with the heels of Mikey Perez on the outfield grass in the middle of first and second. Swing and a miss, another slider from Zach Veen gets Castillo to go down 0-2. He's already struck out twice in today's game. Now has a good runner on second base in Rincones Jr., who already has a stolen base here tonight. No, nothing and two to Chad Castillo. Two outs here in the top of the fifth inning. Veen sets, looks at second base, and deals. Fouled away, and we'll stay at 0-2. Rincones not taking a large lead off of second base, but will certainly be a threat if the ball lands in the dirt anyway. 0-2 again to Castillo. Veen looks over at second, and the 0-2 pitch. Hit the other way, foul again. Chad Castillo staying alive with two straight foul balls on an 0-2 count. Threshers have two already in this inning. They lead it 4-0. They've doubled their lead here in the top of the fifth. Last night, they shut out Fort Myers for the first four innings. We have three in the bottom half of the fourth inning for the Mighty Muscles on Tuesday. Now it's 4-0 as time is called. A pitch clock violation on Zach Veen. So automatic ball number one to Chad Castillo makes it 1-2. Pitch clock turns back on. It's a 1-2 count to the Threshers' first baseman. Veen looks at second again. 9 on the pitch clock. He deals. Castillo takes this high in the air and loops it into the stands for another foul ball. Three pitches fouled away with two strikes for Castillo. And thanks to the automatic ball on the pitch clock violation, the count will stay at 1-2. Two gone here in the fifth. Veen deals. Castillo holds up his swing. Did he go? He did not. Count evens at 2-2, and Castillo is the Coors Light beer batter here for Fort Myers, which means if he strikes out, free beer in the stadium for 15 minutes, so the fans watching this pitch with very interested eyes. 2-2 to Castillo, two outs, a man on second. The pitch inside on the heater, almost grazing Castillo, and now the count runs full to the Threshers' first baseman. Rincones heading for third on the pitch. The payoff coming to Castillo. The lefty Veen sent from the stomach. A look at second. And the throw home. Payoff fouled away again. Chad Castillo, an absolute battle against Zach Veen here. 8 pitches and an automatic ball. Half of those pitches have been fouled away by Castillo with 2 strikes. Still a full count. Still 2 outs. A man on second for the Threshers. The payoff again. This time he went. Appeal made to Tyler Green. Chad Castillo rung up for the 3rd time. And the Threshers in the 5th inning. On strike number 3. First of the day for Green, but he allowed 2 runs for the Threshers on 2 hits. No errors. A man left. Threshers double their lead, putting up a crooked 2 runs in the 5th. Halfway home, it's 4-0
clear. The following attendance for tonight's game. The New Canaan Society. Florida UMC Youth. Happy 21st anniversary to Bill and Maybeth Conley. The Park Alliance Church. For over 50 years, Radiology Regional has offered advanced diagnostic imaging from x-rays to mammograms, MRIs, and more. Experience expert care. Your imaging order from any other facility is accepted. Learn more at radiologyregional.com.
The accident wasn't my fault, but I lost control of my life.
Control of medical expenses?
Auto repairs.
Knowing my legal rights.
I want to take back control.
I do too.
By calling Anna John Levine.
I'm Mark Anna John from the law offices of Anna John Levine. If you've been involved in a car accident and are not sure of your legal rights, call us at 1-800-747-3 for a consultation and take back control.
Fans, don't forget to join us this Saturday, June 10th, Beer Fest. Beer Fest is coming up this Saturday. It's an event you don't want to miss. $20 for all. You can sample additional $10 for your ticket. It is a great event right here this Saturday night, Beer Fest. Up to bat for your mighty muscles, it's Maddox Houghton.
New pitcher for the Clearwater Threshers, the left-hander out of Villanova, Danny Wilkinson, gets Maddox Houghton to foul the first pitch of the 5th inning away. He will be in line for the victory as Petit did not complete the required 5 innings. 4 shutout innings, though, extends his scoreless streak to 15 straight frames. Houghton pops one foul again, and he will stay at 0-2. To Maddox Houghton. On the night for Petit, no runs allowed in 4 innings of work. Did not walk a batter, and struck out 3 with 5 hits allowed. Popped up fouled again by Houghton, and the count will remain 0-2. 4-0 lead for the Threshers, bottom of the 5th inning, as Danny Wilkinson, the first pitcher out of the pen for Marty Malloy and company. Drop third strike, and Disson makes the tag for safety. Danny Wilkinson's night begins with the strikeout to Maddox Houghton. 2 times on the day, Houghton has come up 2 times on the day, he has struck out. That moves out of the 5th inning, and the leadoff man will come back up for Fort Myers in Dylan Noisy. Wilkinson pitched a scoreless inning on Saturday's win against Dunedin, now sends the first pitch inside to Noisy on the heater. Count is 1-0. Noisy's 1-for-2, a leadoff single in the 1st, ground out to short his last time up. Wilkinson 2-0 on the year as Noisy pops this one up deep into left field. Boy drifting backwards, 2 steps in front of the warning track. He backpedals onto the dirt with a one-handed grab for the 2nd out in the 5th inning. That ball just kept on carrying deep out to left. One that looked like it was just going to sit up.
Center up third baseman number 15, Joel Boykuda.
12th appearance of the season, 2-0 record and now 20 full innings, a 6.98 ERA, 12 hits, 15 walks, and with the strikeout of Houghton to lead things off, 36 punchies on the year for the Villanova alum. Now, Jarrell Ortega, 0-for-1 with a walk, takes the first pitch, a fastball inside, 1-0. The curveball is Wilkinson's A pitch, a looping curve that goes from the helmet to the knees in a short amount of time. Fastball that sits in the low 90s, usually around 90, 91, and a slider that he has been working on and improving vastly. At the beginning of the season, it was really just the fastball and the curve. Since he introduced the slider, Wilkinson has had a lot more success at the minor league level as Ortega grounds a fastball foul to make the count 2-1. Wilkinson left Villanova tied for fourth in the school's history with 15 career saves, and also pitched for 2 years in the vaunted Cape Cod League for the Harwich Mariners. 2-1 to Ortega. The pitch inside on the breaking ball. Looked like a slider that time from Wilkinson. And the count is now 3-1. 1 walk on the day for Petit. And now another walk for Wilkinson. Fastball upstairs misses, and Ortega is the only man who has walked today. 2-3 passes to Jarrell, and he's the first base runner allowed by Wilkinson on the walk. Eight hits to Fort Myers is 5, though Fort Myers has the lead in extra base hits as 3 of their 5 knocks have been doubles. Swinging first strike to Danny DeAndrade, misses on a fastball, who has 2 of Fort Myers' hits, including a double back in the third inning. Man on first, 2 outs, the 0-1. Ooh, that got him in the head. Wilkinson's fastball slips, and it seems like DeAndrade's more upset that it hit him than anything. The trainer not even coming out, as DeAndrade stayed on his feet after getting hit by that pitch. So Ortega moving to second base, DeAndrade to first, and the inning continues with Rafael Cruz coming up to bat with 2 gone here in the bottom of the 5th inning. O'Neill Cruz, a member of the World Baseball Classic team for the Dominican Republic, currently on the injured list in for the Pittsburgh Pirates, as the pitch misses, the double steal going, and the throw not in time at second base, so a successful double steal on the 1-0 to Rafael Cruz. DeAndrade on to second, and Ortega on to third. 15th stolen base of the season for Jarrell Ortega, and it's a 1-0 count to Rafael Cruz. His brother O'Neill is likely out until August on the 60-day injured list for the Pirates. Rafael, the younger sibling of a former Florida State leaguer with the Bradenton Marauders in O'Neill Cruz. Both shortstops, just Rafael a little bit shorter. O'Neill listed at 6'6". Rafael listed at just 6'1". He swings and misses at a curveball there that makes the count 1-2. Despite the double steal, Wilkinson still a strike away from getting out of this 5th inning unscathed. The walk and a hit by pitch to put Ortega on third and DeAndrade on second. 1-2, Wilkinson bounces one on the plate, and Disson picks it up next to his right foot, throws it back to the dugout for Fort Myers, and gets a new baseball. 2-2. And Wilkinson digs back into the rubber. DeAndrade on second, Ortega on third. 2 outs here in the bottom 5th, and the pitch. Fastball high and inside, and that fills up the count. A clean start to the game for Wilkinson, but a walk and a hit by pitch. And now a 3-2 count to Rafael Cruz. The runners will stay put with a man on third, and Wilkinson deals. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Slider going in and out of the zone and dropping off the map. Wilkinson gets his second punch out of the inning at a big time. No runs, no hits, no errors. 2 men left for Fort Myers. And the shutout goes on into the 6th inning. Threshers 4, Marty Muscles nothing here on the Threshers Podcast Network.
And Juliet, I'm told that they know the rules of rock, paper, scissors. So here we go. You guys ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot! 1-0 Juliet. Quick one. Rock, paper, scissors. No, you went too early. And you lost! Juliet takes the W. Good try, Callum. Good try. Enjoy your vacation. Can I get a fist bump? Can I get a fist bump? Enjoy your vacation from Kentucky. Caroline, back to you, and shout out the law offices of Anajar and Lafitte.
Thank you. For nearly 7 years, Grant has delivered the very best sea, crop protection, and nutrient solutions to farms, golf courses, and home gardens around the world. Grant, professional agriculture, proud to power the mighty muscles. Visit Grant.com for more information. For the Thrushers, catcher number 7, Jordan Gisson.
Zach Veen back out for the 6th, and the Thrushers bring up 7, 8, and 9 to face it. Jordan Gisson, 2 hits already today, takes a breaking ball inside for called strike 1. A run scored. Disson was caught stealing in the 4th, but he's 2-for-2 with a runner caught stealing himself on the other end of the game. 0-1 to Disson, 4-0 Threshers lead. He takes a pitch low, and the count is even at 1-1. Threshers lead it 4-0. 8 hits to Fort Myers is 5. Disson's average up to 3.03 with a 2-for-2 day. Now the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball called on the outside part of the plate to make the count 1-2. A close call on the outer edge from Isabella Robb behind home plate. Veen sent, and time called by Jordan Disson. Zach Veen, college teammate Savano Kemp at Point Loma Nazarene, a 1.57 ERA, drafted in the 18th round of the 2022 draft. 2-1, his record in his 16th game of the season. Disson flies this one foul down the right field line. Count is going to stay at 1-2. RBI in a run in yesterday's game and a 2-for-2 day today for Disson. A really productive series thus far. 1-2 the pitch, breaking ball low, and it's 2-2. Disson with a run scored in each of the two games, scoring the 2nd run of the game with an RBI single from William Bergoya in the 2nd inning. To make it 2-0 then, the lead has since doubled. It's 4-0 here in the top of the 6th. Fastball upstairs fills up the count at 3-2, and Disson looking disciplined at the plate. Now has a full count with nobody out. Veen set, and here's the payoff. Hit the other way, foul into the netting, landing almost in the Threshers' dugout. Count will stay at 3-2. This one hit back up the middle. It's a 3-hit day for Jordan Disson, rolling his 3rd consecutive single into center field. And Disson has set a new career high, his 8th multi-hit game of the season, 9th of his career, and the first time with 3 hits in the ball game for Jordan Disson. So a new career high in hits set for the Threshers catcher. He's 3-for-3 and now on first base for another Jordan in Jordan Byers. 1 on and nobody out. Disson's already been caught stealing once today as the breaking ball misses upstairs to Byers. Count 1-0. Byers is 1-for-2. Struck out in the 3rd and singled in the 1st, following up Jordan Disson's base knock. Short leadoff first for Disson, 0 for 3 in stolen bases on the season. Now the 0-1 pitch, a slider outside, evens the count at 1-1. Byers on the season, 176 hitter, 312 slugging with 3 homers and 12 RBIs. Had a hit last series in 12 at-bats, already 1 for 2 in his first game of this week. Count even a 1-1, the pitch, another slider, low and away, but at the knees, called strike 2. Nobody out here in the top of the sixth inning. Threshers lead it 4-0 as we're 1:40 into the second game of the series. 2 on the pitch, breaking ball inside, and the count even now at 2-2. A lot of sliders to the lefty Byers from Zach Veen, and it's got him in an even 2-2 count at 33 pitches, 22 for strikes. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Second strikeout of the game for both Zach Veen and Jordan Byers. First out in the sixth inning. Threshers lead by 4 with a man on first and 1 out. That'll bring up the number 9 hitter in William Bergoya, making his full season debut in his second season. With a complex league so close, and a lot of these guys have played together in the past, Brito and Bergoya teammates in the Dominican Summer League. As the pitch misses upstairs, count 1-0. Already knows a lot of the guys, does William Bergoya. Played with Ricardo Rosario on the DSL last year as well. And training together near the complex, you see a lot of each other. So Bergoya says it's an easy transition, even if he is starting on the road in one of the couple of trips that aren't commuters for the Threshers. 1-1 count as he rolls a fastball down the left field line with 1 out and a man on first base. But Bergoya, just 18 years old, making his full season debut, the 11th prospect of the Phillies, according to MLB.com. 1-1. Popped up in foul territory towards the Threshers' dugout. Cespedes is running, and that ball lands in the Threshers' dugout to make the count 1-2 and keep the AB alive for Bergoya. Bergoya, one of the top prospects in the international 2022 class, signed for just over $2 million in January a year ago, now making his full season debut. Disson off to second, it's a hit and run, but it just stops the double play as Bergoya grounds it into the shift. Perez makes the scoop and the out. Second out in the sixth inning, but a runner in scoring position as Disson took advantage of another hit and run opportunity. So Bergoya 1 for 3 in his first game at the full season level. That brings up the leadoff man in Justin Crawford. A swinging bunt to get his first hit of the game, bring his hit streak up to 6 consecutive games, including all 4 of the Dunedin series. Crawford now swings and sends this on the ground to short, backhanded, but licks off the glove of Rafael Cruz. Crawford sprinting to second, underhand flow, and not in time. Crawford safe at second, and Disson took advantage as well, sprinting around third and scoring. So great running all the way around by the Threshers, taking advantage of what is likely to be the second error of the game by Fort Myers. That one was in the webbing of Rafael Cruz's glove, and it just bounced out of it towards second base. Cruz disappointed, took a while to rebound, and Crawford with his speed got all the way to second, with Disson coming all the way around from the second base bag to score on the play. So it's 5-0 Threshers. And now the meeting on the mound will commence. Threshers with a run in each of the last 2 innings, including 2. And the 5-0 lead for them as one of the Mighty Muscles pitching coaches, Richard Salazar, is going to come out the mound to have a chat with Zach Veen. So Crawford on base for the second time, 2 outs in the 6th, 1-1 home. The best base runners both at the plate and at the base. On second base, it's for the Clearwater Threshers. Crawford has reached base on the first pitch of each of the last two at-bats that he's had. And now is on second base with Amarion Boyd up at the plate. Boyd 2-for-3 with a stolen base and an RBI on a triple that came in the fifth inning. First pitch to Boyd, fouled back, just got a shaving of the end of his bat to make it 0-1. Still waiting for the official ruling on Crawford's knock, as he's currently on second base here in the top of the sixth inning. 0-1 to Boyd, 5-0 the lead for the Threshers. Veen still on the mound after a long mound meeting, and now sends the 0-1 home. Fastball high and tight, narrowly missing, hitting Amarion Boyd, and the count's now even at 1-1. Crawford taking a big lead off second base. No one's really covering on him on third. He's already stolen one bag today to bring him 24 on the season. The 1-1 to Boyd. Veen looks back at second and deals. Crawford stays put. Boyd sends this into the right field stands behind home plate, and the count's 1-2. Five nothing the lead for the Threshers. 1-2 count to Boyd in the fifth with two outs, or the sixth with two outs and a man on second. As Crawford's play is going to be ruled an RBI single going to shortstop. 1-2 hit the other way over the glove of Cespedes, in and out of it and into right field for a base hit. Crawford will score from second, no play at home. And Amarion Boyd has made a new career high in hits. His first three-hit game of the season, and tying his career high set in August of last year in his Threshers debut against the Tampa Tarpons. 10th multi-hit game of the year for Boyd, and his second multi-RBI game of the year, third of his career, with the RBI single to right field. The Threshers now lead 6-0, and that might be the end of the night for Zach Veen. Two-out runs given up by Veen. A new pitcher will come in from the bullpen for the Mighty Muscles after an inning and two-thirds of Zach Veen. Threshers lead it 7-0. We'll take a break and then tell you who the new pitcher is for Fort Myers.
This is a survey Chevrolet call to the bullpen for your muscles. Number 43, Juan Mendez. Batting for the Threshers, shortstop number 5, Brian Rincon.
Amarion Boyd on first base, always a dangerous thing, and a new pitcher on the mound for Fort Myers coming in with a 6-0 lead for Clearwater. Juan Mendez, the righty, gets Rincon a foul one down the first baseline as Boyd was off for second. 0-1 the count, 6-0 lead for the Threshers with two runs already home here in the top of the sixth inning. Two gone and Boyd on first, who has a stolen base already today in the second three-hit game of his two-year career. Short lead by Boyd, nullified on a pickoff attempt, unsuccessful from Juan Mendez. 0-1 the count to Rincon, who's 1-for-2 already today, with a run scored back in the third. Mendez, 4.13 ERA, making his 16th appearance in 2023, 1-3 record He has played each of the last two seasons with Fort Myers. 1-1 count to Rincon now. And Boyd lengthens his lead off of first base. He's being held on closely by Rubel Cespedes, and makes sense. He's the most dangerous base runner in Florida right now. Rincon fouls one back over the netting and into the seats behind home plate. Count now 1-2. Boyd still hasn't attempted to steal another bag. We'll give you a scoreboard update next inning as some help for Fort Myers in the form of the Marauders game. We'll tell you about that in the bottom of the sixth. Boyd off for second. The pitch misses for a ball, and Boyd is in safely with his second multi-steal game of the series. 2-2 to Rincon. Boyd is on second with his second stolen base of the season. He's at 32 in 2023. 32 for 40 in stolen bases for Marion Boyd, and the more he steals, the wilder the stat gets. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Rincon with a man on second now, and he swings and misses in front of the breaking ball. Tag for safety quickly applied by Kyle Schmidt. So Rincon down on strikes, but a couple of season highs set in the sixth inning. 2 runs with 2 outs in the sixth inning on 3 hits, no errors, and 1 man left. 6-0 freshers as we head to the bottom half of the sixth inning.
And it's time for South Florida Gas Baseball Trivia. Today's South Florida Gas question is, Lee Richmond was the first MLB pitcher to accomplish what feat in 1880? The answer is throw a perfect game. Congratulations if you got the right answer, and thank you for playing South Florida Gas Baseball Trivia. It's time to announce the Aussie Grill's lucky section of the game. If you are sitting in section 214, congratulations. Stop by the guest services booth and claim your coupon for free Aussie cheese fries. Aussie Grill is the only place you can get a perfectly cooked sirloin from a drive-thru. Stop by the Aussie Hour between $3 milkshakes and $2 off sliders. Aussie Grill is located on Cleveland Avenue, just 3 miles from Hammond Stadium. $8 and you'll love Cooley Nolan. Celebrating their 85th anniversary this year, since 1938, this company has been flexing their muscles to help solve your residential and commercial pest problems. For a free home or business inspection, visit one of their branches in Fort Myers, Cape Coral, Lehigh, Bonita, Naples, or Marco. CooleyNolan.com, 1-800-GO-TRULY. Betting for your mighty muscles. It's number 20, first baseman Rubel Cespedes.
A 1-0 count to Rubel Cespedes. Danny Wilkinson in to start off the sixth inning with a fresh new 6-0 lead. Slider outside makes the count 2-0. Cespedes 1-for-2 on the day with a double back in the second inning. 11 hits now for Clearwater. 2 from Crawford, 3 from Disson, 3 from Boyd, as this is popped up high in the air down the first baseline. Drifting into foul territory is Borgoia, waving everyone off, backpedaling and unable to come up with the catch. A difficult play with Rincones behind him in right, and he was right almost on the back of Chad Castillo on that foul ball. So the 18-year-old can't come up with a play, and it's a 2-1 count to Rubel Cespedes. So the lefty Wilkinson, the lefty Cespedes. 2-1 the count, and the pitch up and in, and Cespedes bends back to make it 3-1. 1-for-2 on the day is Cespedes, 202 hitter on the year with 4 home runs and 24 RBIs, 2 of those coming in yesterday's game. Cespedes fouls one back into the glove of Disson. The count now full at 3-2. 6-0 lead for Clearwater. They've got 2 runs in each of the last 2 innings. And now a payoff pitch coming to Cespedes. Wilkinson set and deals. Pop foul again. This one drifting foul towards the Mighty Muscles dugout and landing in the Mighty Muscles dugout. We'll do it again at 3-2. Cespedes, Perez, and Schmidt do up for Fort Myers here in the sixth inning. And let's take a look at the Florida State League scoreboard with Dunedin and Bradenton. The first game we will look at. This is an important one for Fort Myers. Bradenton 3-1 losing against Dunedin as Ian Churchill gets his second save of the year as Wilkinson sends a slider outside for ball four to lead off the first inning of the sixth inning for Rebel Cespedes. So the leadoff man on for the fourth time for Fort Myers in the bottom of the sixth inning to bring up Mikey Perez. Daytona and St. Lucie suspended in the top of the fourth inning. 5-1 the score there with St. Lucie in the lead. Two finals as a swing and a pop-up over the pitcher's mound. Under it is Wilkinson, called off by Kemp. He makes the catch for the first out of the sixth inning. P5 to get Perez out for the first time. He's now 2-for-3, bringing up Kyle Schmidt. Two more finals. Tampa beating Lakeland 3-1. They're having a resurgent end to the first half of the season. Not going to be enough to challenge Clearwater as it's really there are really three teams in it. An outside shot for Dunedin, but a lot has to go wrong in Thresherville for that to happen. Really, for anyone but Clearwater to take the second half as Schmidt takes a slider inside for ball number one. 3-1 the win for Tampa over Lakeland. Jupiter coming back and taking the victory over Palm Beach to move within a game of first place. 4-3, the final score. Hammerheads taking the victory over Palm Beach. Dunedin beating Bradenton is big because this game still contributes to the Threshers' magic number if the Threshers win. 1-1 the count to Schmidt now as he fouled one back. Wilkinson sent from the belt and deals. Fastball inside. Schmidt falls over trying to avoid the pitch, and it's 2-1. So, Fort Myers cannot go down a spot in the standings. They will remain tied with Bradenton if they lose, and they'll remain in second place if they lose as well. It'll just be 10.5 games behind the Threshers if this score stands. 2-1 to Schmidt. Foul down the third baseline, now 2-2. So, Bradenton really helping both teams out. The Threshers, if the score holds, their magic number will be down to 3 to clinch postseason. And Fort Myers will remain tied for second place in the first half of the West Division of the Florida State League. 2-2 the count to Kyle Schmidt. That's the Florida State League scoreboard. And reaching out ahead of a breaking ball is Schmidt. Gets a piece of it and fouls it back into the netting to stay 2-2. Cespedes taking a very short leadoff first. No signs of he's stealing. Just one stolen base this year with one in two attempts being caught once. Schmidt swings and misses at a low fastball, and Wilkinson gets the third punch out of his night. Two gone here in the sixth. Strikeouts for Danny Wilkinson, the man on first, and Alex Sayer coming up to the plate for the Mighty Muscles. Sayer flied out to Rincones in right twice in two previous at-bats. He's 0-2, first pitch, fastball up and in, count 1-0. And a righty warming up in the Threshers' bullpen with Fort Myers' pen clear after Juan Mendez came on for the last out of the last inning. Fastball just missing inside, really close call to Alex Sayer, who's now ahead in the count 2-0. Lefty against righty. Wilkinson sent at the belt. The 2-0 pitch. Fastball fouled backwards. That's going to land behind home plate in the stands right underneath me. And the count's now 2-1 to Alex Sayer. 6-0 the lead for the Threshers. Magic number stands at 3 if the score holds. A series win would mean the playoff clinch for Clearwater. 2-1 to Sayer. Hit high in the air out to right field. Rincones going back. A couple steps in front of the traps. He camps and makes the catch for the final out of the sixth inning. So a leadoff walk erased with three consecutive outs, including the third strikeout of the day for Danny Wilkinson. Six here at Hammond Stadium. The Thrushers lead at 6-0 against the Mighty Muscles.
Here are three questions. We have Muscles player Maddox Houghton. Let's see how many you get right. Question number one, which president is on the $5 bill? The answer is Abraham Lincoln. Question number two, what is the capital of Iowa? The answer is Des Moines. Question number three, this is a tough one. What is the abbreviation on the periodic table for sodium? Answer is capital N, lowercase a. Now let's see how Maddox did.
Which president is on the $5 bill?
Abraham Lincoln.
What is the capital of Iowa?
Des Moines.
What is the abbreviation on the periodic table for sodium?
Na.
Wow, we cannot get it.
We've got some smart players. Great job, Maddox Houghton. Twin Fans head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge where everything is raised to a higher elevation. Twin Peaks drafts are served at 29 degrees in ice cold mugs. The best kitchen in sports and man caves are covered in HDTVs. Bring your ticket stub in for free chips and queso. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
Part of the Threshers order coming up to lead off the seventh inning.
Rincon
has
Junior,
Kemp, and Castillo to face Juan Mendez in his first full inning of work. Zach Veen's night is officially done, an inning and two thirds, five hits, four runs, all earned, with one walk and two strikeouts. Mendez has already pitched a third of an inning, gets the first pitch across against Rincones for strike one. Rincones reached on a fielder's choice with an RBI in the fifth and is 0 for 3 on the day. Swing and a miss ahead of a breaking ball there, and the count's 0 and 2. Rincones also has a stolen base, moving him to fourth in the league with 22 on the year, one of just four players with 20 or more stolen bases. Boyd has now 32 with his two bags today. 0-2 the count still as Rincones fouls this over the Mighty Muscles dugout into the left field stands near where the Mighty Muscles mascot is. 0-2 the count, nobody out here in the top of the seventh inning. Threshers lead by 6. The pitch hit into the air, foul behind home plate, still 0-2. Rincones keeps on a hacking at Juan Mendez's pitches. Two foul offs and two swinging strikes to start off the seventh inning. 22 RBIs on the season for Rincones now after the ribby in the fifth inning in his last at-bat. 0-2. Fastball inside. He keeps the bat on his shoulder, wisely so. And the count is now 1-2. 6-0 the lead for the Threshers. 11 hits to Fort Myers is 5. 1-2. Fouled away. That one bounces off the netting over where the hitting coach Chris Hines is standing in the Threshers dugout. Three pitches fouled away with two strikes by Rincones. A six-pitch battle to start off the top of the seventh here. Mendez has the sign, set at the belt with 5 on the pitch clock, and now he deals. Rincones swings and misses in a fastball. 2 outs recorded.
Hey, that's
two
another
strikeouts.
Brought to you by Paperfish. That's paper with
and
a.
Rincones has been retired on strikes for the first time.
Better up for base,
is now 0 for 4 on the game. That'll bring up Otto Kemp, who is 0 for 2 with a walk back in the third inning. Kemp hitless in his last series, one hit in the series before, after ending a 29-game on-base streak in the six-game turn, five-game set on the road in St. Lucie. Now it's a 1-0 count to Kemp, one out in the top of the seventh inning with the Threshers ahead 6-0. Mendez deals, fastball upstairs, and the count 2-0. Not a lot of wind here tonight, slightly blowing out towards right field. Just another humid Fort Myers night. And it looks like Andrew Walling, or Wesley Moore, one of the two lefties, was warming up in the Threshers' pen. Breaking ball low, but at the knees for a called strike one to Otto Kemp. Andrew Walling it is, getting loose in the Thresher's pen as Kemp swings and misses at a breaking ball to even the count at 2-2. So Wilkinson, two shutout innings, would be in line for the victory, even if he does come out for the bottom of the seventh, but it seems like his night is going to be over at two innings thrown. Solid and scoreless, 2-0 from Wilkinson, and now a 6-0 shutout. 2-2, bouncing in the left-handed batter's box and reaching the backstop as the count runs full to Otto Kemp. One walk already today, looking for his second here with one out in the seventh inning. Strikeout in the second, a walk in the third, flat out to right his last time up in the fifth. Three balls and two strikes. One out in the seventh, Mendez deals, breaking ball, check swing, and Kemp will head to first base with a one-out walk. Second time Kemp has worked a full count walk in this game.
Our banner is back. It's first baseman number 24, Chad Castillo.
On the season. That'll bring up Chad Castillo. Three strikeouts in his three at-bats, trying to avoid a golden sombrero with a man on first and one out in the seventh inning. Castillo, a power threat for the Threshers. Four homers, 16 RBIs as the pitch misses inside. No, it doesn't. It hit Castillo on the foot. Thought it was going to be a wild pitch. Kemp was heading to second, where he will stay. And Castillo is on base for the first time after being plunked by Juan Mendez. So, one out and now two on here in the seventh inning to bring up Jordan Disson, who is 3-for-3. Perfect from the plate thus far today. No RBIs just yet. 17 on the season, which is exceptional considering of the players on the Threshers opening day roster who have not been called up or not been injured, which really hasn't been much in the way of the hitters. Disson has played the fewest amount of games, still up there in all of the offensive categories, not just in the Threshers team, but in the Phillies farm system. He's had an incredibly productive year, considering that he really had to fight for his playing time, but he has earned his way to become the Threshers' starting catcher close to the second half of his first full pro season. Now a 1-0 count to Disson, 2 on and 1 out. He takes a look at a breaking ball outside to make the count 2-0. And Disson, with a 3-for-3 day, has brought his batting average up to .311 on the season. On-base percentage over .400, as is his slugging, a home run and 17 RBIs. And today, a career-high 3 hits. He takes a fastball right down Broadway to make the count 2-1. Kemp on second, Castillo on first. A 2-1 count with one out in the top of the seventh to Disson. The Threshers, a comfortable 6-0 lead against Fort Myers. They've led for almost the entirety of this series. Breaking ball misses. No, it catches the upper part of the plate. Count is 2-2. Scored a run in the second here today. Scored 4 in the first inning. So really just the top of the first inning where the game was tied here today. And that's it. Other than that, they've led this entire series so far. Very reminiscent of the Dunedin series after the Threshers tied it in the fourth inning of Tuesday's game. They led from them until Sunday when Dunedin jumped out to an early 5-0 lead. 3-2 the count to Disson now as the fastball misses upstairs. 95 on the gun from Mendez and a count runs full. Could see the runners go with a 3-2 count. One out and the pitch. Bouncing in the left-handed batter's box, and Disson has reached for the fourth time. 3-for-3 with a walk for Disson, and now the bases are loaded. Two walks and a hit by pitch for Mendez, and that's going to be enough to start a man warming in the bullpen for Fort Myers. A lefty getting loose for the Mighty Muscles, and the pitching coach coming to the mound to have a chat with Juan Mendez. It's Richard Salazar who's meeting with the big righty out of the Dominican Republic for the Threshers. In the meantime, we don't need to do the Phillies system because the Threshers are the only Phillies minor league team that isn't canceled or postponed due to air quality. So let's take you to a major league scoreboard. The Phillies, one of the games that was postponed due to air quality on the Northeast. Yankees and White Sox will be made up in a doubleheader tomorrow as well. Couple of finals. Rays beat the Twins 2-1. Jason Adam and the Rays getting their 45th win of the season. Adam, his second victory. The Rays walking off on Twins closer Yoan Duran. 6-1 win for the Marlins over the Royals in Miami. The Padres outhit the Mariners 17-4 in a 10-3 victory over Seattle. Pirates fall 9-5 to the Oakland Athletics in all the final scores that we have today. Now it's Jordan Vyers up the plate with the bases juiced. Corners pinched on the infield. The middle infield back at a double play depth. It is a 1-0 count to Vyers. Disson on first. Castillo on second. Ano Kemp on third with one out in the top of the second inning. Mendez deals. Vyers drills it down the right field line, but it hooks foul, hits off the wrong pole, the light pole, not the foul pole, that is. 1-1 the count to Vyers, a little bit out ahead of the breaking ball to even the count at one. Bunch of games still in progress in the majors. Mets leading the Braves 4-3 at Truist Park. Bottom of the sixth inning, Max Scherzer with 5 1/3 innings under his belt against Marcell Ozuna with one out in the bottom of the sixth. 1-1 to Vyers, fastball at the knees, and the count's now 1-2. Diamondbacks leading the Nationals 4-2 in the top of the eighth inning. Blue Jays leading the defending champion Astros in Toronto, top of the ninth. Jordan Romano going for the save, but Kyle Tucker at the plate with a man on second and two outs. 1-2 the count to Vyers, Mendez deals. Fastball bounces into the backstop. Kemp is running home. Diving to the plate is the catcher. Not in time. Ano Kemp scores on the liner, on the wild pitch. All runners move up. Castillo in a third. Disson in a second. 2-2 to Vyers. And it is 8-0. Or it is 7-0 Threshers. A diving play at the plate to try and stop the run, but Kemp scores on the second wild pitch run of the day for Clearwater. 7-0 is the score. 2-2 to Vyers. Runners now on second and third with one out. In the MLB scores, Guardians leading the Red Sox 5-2 in the bottom of the seventh. Eli De La Cruz 2-for-3 with a home run and a triple in his second pro game. At the plate against Brewster Granerol, tied at 6 in Cincinnati, bottom of the seventh against the Dodgers. Next pitch, inside on the heater to Vyers, count now full at 3-2. 6-0 Brewers over the Orioles in the top of the sixth inning with Cy Young winner in 2021, Corbin Burns, up against Adam Frazier with one out in the top of the sixth inning. Vyers will take a timeout. End of the fourth inning, scoreless between Texas and St. Louis in Texas Stadium. Rockies lead the Giants 3-0 in the bottom of the second. At Coors Field, Jurickson Profar on at the plate, 2 on and 1 out for the Rockies. Vyers fouls this one away to keep it at 3-2. 2 on and 1 out. Infield all the way drawn in with nobody on first base. Cubs and Angels, the only game that has yet to start. Jameson Taillon goes for the Cubbies in Los Angeles against the Angels. That game will begin in about 20 minutes. Full count to Vyers, 2 on and 1 out. Infield drawn in. The pitch. Swing and miss. Vyers down on strikes for the third straight time. That's the third strikeout of the day for Ron Mendez. Two down here in the seventh inning. The infield will revert to normal depth. And this might be it for Mendez. Yep. Juan Mendez will head to the dugout courtesy of Mighty Muscles manager Brian Meyer. And a new pitcher will come in from the Fort Myers bullpen as Meyer is in the process of taking the ball from Juan Mendez. Might just be a mound visit. There's a pitcher standing at the door of the bullpen for Fort Myers. I think Mendez is trying to plead his case that he can get to the final out of the inning, but it's unsuccessful as he will officially head to the dugout. Stop second guessing myself. But a new pitcher coming in for Fort Myers, Juan Mendez, will be replaced by Gabriel Yanez. And the Threshers lead it 7-0, 2 on and 2 out with a new pitcher coming up.
This is an Estero Bay Chevrolet call to the bullpen now, pitching for the Muscles, number 38, Gabrielle Yavanez. Start your weekday mornings off with good vibes. Wake up from 6 to 10 a.m. with the Wild Bunch Morning Show on B103.9. And don't forget, we go wild and free, commercial free, for a whole hour weekday morning starting at 7:30 a.m. No interruptions on your way to work is happening on the number one good music station, B103.9. Listen at
Two on and two outs. Gabriel Yanes on the mound to face William Bergoglio. Newest addition to the Threshers takes the first pitch from Yanes outside for ball number one. Yanes, a 3.38 ERA on the season, now in his 13th appearance, 18 and two-thirds innings pitched, a 2-1 record. Breaking ball on the outside part of the plate evens the count at 1-1 to Bergoglio, who's 1-for-3 in his fifth game with the Threshers. RBI back in the second inning. Also his first game in full season ball, making his season day his career debut last year in the Dominican Summer League. 1-1, breaking ball on the outside corner, and makes it 1-2. Castillo on third. Disson on second. One run across already as the Threshers lead it 7-0. Yanes deals. Inside, Bergoglio bends out of the way, and the count now 2-2. So Mendez responsible for the two runners on base. A full inning of work for him. No hits, two walks, three strikeouts. But one run and possibly two more are his responsibility. 2-2. Bergoglio lines this into center field. Drifting in is Houghton. He makes the catch in shallow center for the final out of the seventh inning. So Bergoglio now 1-for-4, but a run across in the seventh inning. Without a hit being reported, two walks hit by pitch, two men left. No errors in the inning. 7-0 Threshers as we head into the seventh inning stretch.
Reminder, this is your last call for alcohol. The largest fireworks display provider in the country is here to entertain you with oohs, ahs, and jaw-dropping excitement after every Friday and select Saturday home games this season. Contact Pyrotechnico for your next community or church gathering, dream wedding, or big corporate event. 1-800-854-4705. Swing into the ballgame, your source for all of the hottest Nike dunks, Jordan, and Yeezy releases, plus a huge selection of sports cards, jerseys, and fan gear. Show your ticket for 20% off any jersey, shirt, or hat. The ballgame is located just 5 minutes away near the Texas Roadhouse on 6 Mile Cypress. Don't forget, Saturday night is Beer Fest. The party is right here at Hammond Stadium. You don't want to miss it. For your
the
mighty
pitcher on the mound for the Clearwater Threshers, who are best relievers so far this season, and Andrew Walling, the left-hander out of Mississippi State, replacing Danny Wilkinson, who's in line for the victory with the Threshers ahead 7-0. First pitch to Maddox Houghton right down the pipe, and the count is 0-1. Houghton has been struck out twice out of the 9-stop spot for Fort Myers today. 7-0 lead for the Threshers here in the bottom of the 7th inning. 11 hits to Fort Myers is 5. Swing and miss by Houghton as Walling, who has increased his fastball velocity significantly this season, Started off the year averaging around 93, 94, now up to 95, 96 on average from the big left-hander undrafted in 2022. Walling, the 0-2, hit the other way, fouled. And we'll stay at 0-2. That ball almost takes off a couple of heads in the Thrasher's dugout. Walling will make his 17th appearance of the season, 4-0. Two saves, won't be eligible for a third unless he pitches the final three innings. 2.11 ERA, 15 walks, 30 strikeouts. Broken bat flare out to first base. Castillo makes the catch, teetering on the foul line. And that is the first out of the seventh inning. So Houghton is gone. The day's done for Danny Wilkinson. Two shutout innings, two walks, three strikeouts. In line for the biggest season. That will bring up the leadoff man and Dylan Noisy, 1-for-2. With a single in the first, 0-for-2 with a ground out and a flyout in his last two at-bats. First pitch to Noisy, spanked over the netting. Makes the count 0-1. Noisy, the right fielder today, flirting with a 300 batting average. Not a power hitter. And usually in the leadoff spot, so not a lot of ribby. This one in the gap in right center field. Rincones on the run, jumping, and he makes the catch. Gabriel Rincones Jr., a leaping grab out in right center field to rob Noisy of extra bases. Two quick outs here in the seventh inning for Andrew Walling, and that'll bring up Jarrell Ortega. And a fantastic play in right by Rincones Jr. He has really turned into a do-it-all kind of prospect for the Threshers, number 7 on the Phillies' top prospect list after being drafted in the third round last season. Walling sends the breaking ball inside, count 1-0 to Ortega, who's walked in each of his last two appearances, a stolen base in the fifth as well, and a strikeout in the first inning. So he's 0-for-1. Fastball missing inside, count 2-0. Walling, fastball upstairs, now 3-0 to Ortega. Coming off of a tough outing in St. Lucie, two-thirds of an inning, two unearned runs allowed, a walk and two strikeouts. Just a lot of foul balls and tough plays that prevented him from finishing that full inning of work. 3-0 the count to Ortega, fastball inside, and that makes it 3-1. 3-1 the count on the fifth inning walk to Ortega. He walked on full count and some extra foul balls back in the third. So long at bats to Jarrell so far today. 3-1 the pitch, 5 pitch at bat, and a walk. Third straight walk issued to Jarrell Ortega, first for Andrew Walling. And fourth on the day for Threshers pitching. That'll bring up Danny DeAndrade, who has reached three times he has come to the plate. A single, a double, and a hit by a pitch back in the fifth inning. He's now got Ortega on first with two outs here in the seventh inning. Ortega drawing two out walks and two consecutive plate appearances. This one driven deep into center field. Crawford going back, leaping up, and that one bounces off the top of the wall. Crawford down, crashing into the wall, making the play, and it's fielded by Boyd. Running around third base and coming home, sliding in with an inside the park home run is Danny DeAndrade. Two-run score, and Crawford is still down in center field. But he's going to get up with the help of Amar Leon Boyd, and I think he was down more due to frustration than any actual injury, as it does not appear that the trainer Sam Myers is going to need to come out and help him out. So Crawford frustrated with himself that he can't make the catch, and two runs get on the board for Fort Myers in the seventh inning. Second Little League home run of the season in a Threshers game. Brian Rincon had the other one last week against Dunedin. And it is 7-2 with the Threshers still in the lead here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Fort Myers gets their first run since the eighth inning of last night's game. 7-2 the score. First pitch to Cruz in there for a called strike. Cruz 0-for-3, a double play and two strikeouts in his three at-bats. Fastball outside, now the count's 1-1. Third homer of the year for Danny DeAndrade. Jarrell Ortega getting his first run of the game on the inside the park home run. Crawford fine out in center field, but he might come off for precautionary reasons. He's set up to lead off the top of the eighth. Coons lines this down the left field line for a base hit. Boyd is there on the warning track. A strong throw into second base, but not in time, as Rafael Cruz gets on with a two-out double. Back-to-back extra base hits for Fort Myers, and the fans starting to make some noise here at Hammond Stadium. An inside the park homer, and two runs scored here in the seventh thus far. That's going to be enough to bring out Gustavo Armas to have a chat with Andrew Wallace. 7-2 is the lead. The Threshers are ahead by 5 runs. Two-out hits for Fort Myers here in this seventh inning, and Rubel Cespedes, who's 1-for-2 with a double and a walk, is going to be at the plate at the end of this mound meeting. Isabella Robb coming out to break it up. Disson, Gustavo Armas, and Andrew Walling on the mound for Clearwater. As that mound meeting will end, a supportive pat on the shoulder for Walling as Disson returns behind home plate. And something else that stands out about this catcher's crew is just the good relationships they seem to have with all of the pitchers. And it just doesn't just apply to the catchers.
First baseman number 20, Rubel Cespedes.
Cohesive entire roster for Clearwater. Everyone really seems to be in good spirits with everybody else. First pitch upstairs to Rubel Cespedes, count 1-0. Walling hasn't had a lot of pitches, just 16 thrown with 2 outs in the seventh inning with 10 first strikes. Cruz on second base with his fourth double of the year. 1-0 to Cespedes, popped up, playable, right near home plate for Disson. Seeds it to Walling, who makes the grab in foul territory. Wanted to end that inning himself on a pop-up by Rubel Cespedes. But the Mighty Muscles get on the board. 2 hits, a walk, and an inside-the-park home run. Played 2 runs for Fort Myers with no errors and a man left on base. We are through 7 innings here at Hammond Stadium. 7-2, the Threshers have the lead.
Fans, the first responder section is new in 2023 at Hammond Stadium. The Publix will be hosting various first responder groups throughout the season on Friday and Saturday night games. For more information on how your group can join us, please stop by the Fairfield Owned Guest Services booth. Your friends at Anajar and Levine Accident Service want to welcome you to tonight's ball game. Enjoy your time with family and friends and keep an eye out for fly balls and be safe. Always remember, their team is here to help your family take back control of your life in the event of any type of car accident, slip and fall, or any accident for that matter. Your consultations are always free and they can be reached at 1-800-747-3. That's 1-800-747-3733. Minnesota's own delicious and refreshing Kilbrew root beer can be found throughout the ballpark, and you can crack open the root beer with that Hall of Fame taste.
So a scary moment when Crawford was down for a bit on the inside the park home run, and he is back on the field. Leading off the top of the eighth inning with the Threshers ahead 7-2. Crawford lays down a bunt high and foul down the third base line, not playable by the third baseman Ortega or the catcher Schmidt, each of them en route to that baseball. 7-2 lead for the Threshers. Crawford now has hits in each of his last 6 games, including all of them in the month of June. He has played 5 games in June. And on a 6-game hitting streak, he has 13 base knocks. Crawford hits this high in the air out to center field. Going back is Houghton. He settles under it and makes the catch on the run for the first out of the eighth inning. So Crawford now 2-for-5.
Left fielder number 23,
among with an RBI, a stolen base, and a run scored. In his six-game hit streak, he is 13-for-28. That'll bring up the number two hitter in Amarion Boyd, who already has set a new season high and tied a career high with 3 hits in today's game. 0-1 the count to Boyd as he holds up a swing on a breaking ball on the outside corner. Gabriel Yanez still on the mound for the Mighty Muscles. Sent the first pitch, with Boyd bounces right back to him. Scooped up with 2 hands, a whirl and a throw over first base by Yanez. Retires Boyd for the second time. He is now 3-5. His 2 outs have been ground outs back to the pitcher.
Boyd, tying
a season high, though, with 3 hits so far today. 2 quick outs in the 8th inning, and that'll bring up Brian Rincon, who is 1-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. Rincon hitting from the right side again against the lefty Yanez. The switch hitting shortstop bounces one over to second. Quick charge for Perez. Scoop to shuffle over towards first, and a throw to Cespedes. Gets the Threshers down in order for the first time today. 1-2-3 go Clearwater in the 8th inning, and right back up is Fort Myers. They trail the Threshers 7-2 here in the Threshers.
And it's time to announce the winner of the Gerber Collision Fastest Pitch of the Game contest. Tonight's fastest pitch thrown by a Muscles pitcher tonight was 97 miles per hour, thrown by C.J. Culpepper. Congratulations to Matt Tuttle, our winner tonight. Matt, please stop by the Fairfield Inn Guest Services booth to claim your prize, and thank you to Gerber Collision. Fans Chase is a proud partner and official bank of the Mighty Muscles. Stop by any of the many Southwest Florida locations. Fans, this summer is Hooters Summer on Ice. Stop by from Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. for $19.83, 1 pound crab legs, and $3 domestic pilsner. Fans, the Achieve a Credit Union Community section returns this season, and each game a different nonprofit organization receives up to 50 tickets to join us for a game, courtesy of Achieve a Credit Union. With many branches in Southwest Florida, Achieve a Credit Union is proud to serve its growing membership. Stop by a branch and see why banking is good with Achieve. Ready for your Mighty Muscles, number 4, Mikey Perez.
First pitch of the bottom of the 8th inning is bounced foul by Mikey Perez. He is 2-for-3 on the day, retired for the first time on a pop-up to third. Back in the 6th inning. Fastball misses outside, ball 1. 1-1 count to Perez. 7-2 lead for the Threshers with Andrew Walling back out for his second inning of work. 1-1. Fastball upstairs. Count 2-1. Five-run lead for Clearwater, 2-1 to Perez, nobody out in the bottom 8. Walling deals, swing and a miss, a nasty breaking ball by Andrew Walling as Perez goes fishing and makes the count 2-2. Walling, a 4-pitch mix, 4-seamer, cutter, slider, and a curve. There's the cutter, there's a swing, and did he connect with it? He did not. And it is strike number 3 to Mikey Perez. First K of the day for Andrew Walling. And there's the first out of the 8th inning, number 31 on the season for Andrew. So one gone in the 8th inning, and that'll bring up Kyle Schmidt, who struck out in the 6th inning. Is 0-for-3 on the day with 2 flyouts. High and tight on the heater, Schmidt bends backwards to avoid some chin music by Walling. 1-0 the count as Schmidt awaits now the 1-0 pitch. Walling deals. Hit the other way into right field. Charging is Rincones. An easy catch on the run for the second out of the eighth inning. And the speed of Rincones and really the entire Threshers outfield just making things look so easy out there.
Left fielder number 12, Alex Sayer.
Remains in center field, by the way, both with virtually unlimited range. And Rincones, a cannon of an arm out in right, has pretty darn good range with his speed himself. So really just a great fielding outfield, and not to mention the hitting that they've all produced in the base running from two of the top four base stealers in the Florida State League. It's an 0-1 count to Alex Sayer, who has become quite popular with Gabe Rincones Jr. Three flyouts to the right fielder for the Threshers in each of his first three at-bats. This is a fly ball out to center field. Crawford going after it. He makes the catch on the run. And after a home run allowed in the seventh, it's a 1-2-3 eighth inning for Andrew Walling. There is some action in the Threshers' bullpen, so I don't know if Walling's going to come out for the save, but he ends his eighth with a 1-2-3 break. 7-2 Threshers. They'll get their last hacks in the top of the ninth inning. Coming back out is Gabriel Yanes, and the Threshers lead it by 5 as we go to the ninth here at Hammond Stadium.
Your window is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com.
For nearly 70 years, Brandt has delivered the very best seed, crop protection, and nutrient solutions to farms, golf courses, and home gardeners around the world. Brandt, professional agriculture, proud to power the mighty muscles. Visit Brandt.com for more information. With modern, coastal-inspired ambiance, Hyatt Regency Coconut Point Resort and Spa provides the perfect setting to soak up the spirit of the Naples area in Southwest Florida. Come embrace the vibrant Bonita Springs dining scene and the fresh food culture of the Florida Gulf Coast with their 5 distinctive restaurants and bars. From family retreats to romantic escapes, this Southwest Florida resort in Bonita Springs offers endless excitement in a beautiful setting. At Hyatt Regency Coconut Point Resort and Spa, you'll create memories that'll last a lifetime. Throwback Thursdays are brought to you by Gator Country 101.9, Southwest Florida's best country station, playing the best country music, giving away the best prizes with the best country listeners on the planet. Gator Country 101.9, simply the best. Now batting. Right fielder number 45, Gabriel Rincones Jr.
Top of the ninth inning, left-on-left matchup as Gabriel Yanes facing Gabriel Rincones Jr. He lifts this one high in the air, deep out to left field. Sayer is back on the warning track at the wall and makes the catch. A high and deep opposite field fly ball for Rincones Jr., and he is out on the first pitch of the ninth inning on a fly out to left field. 0-for-5 on the day is Rincones, and now Otto Kemp, who's 0-for-3 with 2 walks and a run scored, will come up to the plate. On deck is Castillo. Kemp fouls this into the netting behind home plate, count out and 1. 7-2 the lead for Clearwater, with the rest of the scores final in the Florida State League. We'll take one dip over there with the 0-1 count to Kemp. Yanes kicks and deals. Fastball in there for called strike 2. 0-2 now to the Threshers' third baseman. Bradenton falling to stay tied with Fort Myers, assuming this score holds. 3-1, the Dunedin victory in Lacombe Ballpark. Fastball low, bouncing out of the glove of Schmidt, makes it 1-2. Daytona and St. Lucie has been postponed. 5-1 lead in the top of the fourth. Game suspended until tomorrow. Tampa takes down Lakeland 3-1 as Kemp looks at a breaking ball low and outside, evening the count at 2-2. And in the battle for the East Division, Palm Beach falls to Jupiter 4-3. The Hammerheads moved in to a game of first and really a battle for the East playoff spot in the first half. 2-2 hit the other way by Kemp, and it is foul. Count now will stay at 2-2. This is essentially that battle, but it's a lot more one-sided. Jupiter, a game out of first place, and Fort Myers, as things stand, tied in second for 10.5 games behind first place. The Threshers' magic number would stand at 3 if this score holds. It's 7-2. Clearwater has out-hit the Mighty Muscles 11-7. And now a timeout called by Otto Kemp. And the count will stay 2-2. One out in the top of the ninth inning. 9-1-2 coming up for Fort Myers with glass licks pending. Swing and a miss by Kemp. Yanez has his first strikeout of the day. Kemp is retired for the second time in the ninth, for the second out in the ninth inning. And that brings up Chad Castillo. Three strikeouts and hit by a pitch for Castillo. Castillo is 0-3 on the day. Hit by a pitch and made it to third in the seventh when Kemp scored on that wild pitch to make it 7-0. It is now 7-2. Two outs here in the ninth inning. Left-on-left matchup as Yanez digs in to the pitcher's mound. Pitch clock at 10. Yanez set at the belt. Catcher sets up the spot. Five on the clock. Yanez throws and just swing and a miss. Four strike one. Excuse me. Castillo, 191 hitter this season, four homers, 16 RBIs, making his first at-bat of the series. And now the 0-1. Swing and a miss on a slider, count now 0-2. Castillo was injured for much of the Fort Myers series, played in the first game that the Threshers won their home opener against Fort Myers, got a hit in four at-bats, and then missed the rest of the series, came back midway through the next road trip against Tampa. So Castillo getting his second piece of action against Fort Myers this year. 0-2 now to Chad. The pitch outside, and that makes it 1-2. 7-2. Threshers lead by 5 in the top of the ninth inning. 1-2 pitch. Inside, and that's ball 2. And a couple of kids seeming to get into it. Classic hay batter swings coming from the Mighty Muscles faithful. Two balls and two strikes, two outs. Nobody on for Castillo. Yanez deals. Castillo lifts it out to left field. Drifting towards the foul line is Sayer. He makes the catch on a slow jog to end the ninth inning. So the Threshers put the first three up, all get sent down in a second consecutive 1-2-3 frame. Last licks coming up for Fort Myers. Threshers lead by 5 as they look to get another game closer to a playoff spot clinch.
For more than 65 years, Grant has been keeping plants and farmers happy. Visit Grant.co to see how Grant can keep your plants happy.
Fans, make your plans. This is quite the weekend coming up right here at Hammond Stadium. Friday, June 9th, 7 p.m. It is Marvel Night. You don't want to miss it. Special Marvel jerseys will be available for auction. Friday is Marvel Night, followed by Saturday, Beer Fest. Another exciting event taking place here. Only $20 a person for all you can sample. Only an additional $10 for your ticket. Make your plans now. Call your friends. School's out. Join us Friday for Marvel Night, Saturday for Beer Fest. The Sarah Bay Chevrolet called the bullpen now pitching for the Threshers. Number 22, Wesley Moore. Bang for your mighty muscles. Center fielder number 21, Maddox Houghton.
Bottom of the ninth inning. Wesley Moore, the reigning Player of the month, or pitcher of the month, I should say, for the Phillies organization, facing Maddox Houghton, Dylan Noisy, and Jarrell Ortega. The lefty Moore sends a fastball out to right field. Rincones underneath it, camps and catches, one pitch, one out here in the ninth inning. Houghton will finish the day 0-4-4. One gone in the ninth. Moore, the pitcher of the month for the Phillies in their minor league organization for the month of May. 22 strikeouts in 13 2/3 innings over 8 appearances without a walk. Did not walk one batter, getting his fourth win of the season on Saturday the 3rd against Dunedin with 2 strikeouts in his last appearance. Allowed an unearned run to get a blown save in the 8th inning. The Threshers quickly got that lead back. Moore finished off the 9th with a scoreless frame to get his 4th win of the year. 4-0 his record, 39 strikeouts in 17 appearances for Clearwater. Frank Nigro is the pinch hitter, swinging and missing at the first pitch. Noisy will finish the day 1-for-4, singled in the first, 2 flyouts in his last 2 at-bats, and Nigro has an 0-1 count as he pinch hits for the Mighty Muscles here in the ninth inning. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Nigro listed as a catcher, so if the Mighty Muscles can pull 5 runs here in the ninth inning, might have some fielding decisions. Would their skipper in Brian Meyer. 1-2 count now to Nigro, making his first at-bat against the Threshers this season. Nigro now with a 1-2 count. And breaking ball low, 2-2 to Nigro. 25 years old, 1-for-12 in 5 games between Fort Myers and Wichita in Double-A. 4 games, 0-for-8 for the Mighty Muscles. 3-2 count now as the fastball misses for Wesley Moore. 1 out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Now Moore, the payoff pitch. Inside, ball 4, 0-2 to a 1-out walk for Moore's second walk of the month of June. Nigro is on first.
Third base for the first time for the Mighty Muscles.
And that will bring up Jarrell Ortega. 3 straight walks and a run scored in the 7th on the inside the park home run by Danny DeAndrade, who is on deck. Double play depth for the Threshers. Bergoglio up as central as he can be. Rincon in relatively normal position. Moore sends the first pitch, a breaking ball outside, count 1-0. Looked like the changeup from Wesley. He's got a curveball, a change, and a fastball, and he's really trying to work that changeup into his arsenal. The curve and the fastball, the 2 pitches that got him to the pros and into Kansas State, where he graduated in 2022. That is now 6 straight misses for Wesley Moore after starting an off 0-2 to the pinch hitter Nigro, and Jordan Disson's going to come out and have a chat with Moore. Moore picks up and drops the rosin as the Canadian international ready to get back to the mound with Disson behind home plate. A supportive pat on the shoulder from Disson. He'll head back behind home plate with 1 out and a man on first base. Threshers up 7-2. Jarrell Ortega, who's 0-for-1 with a strikeout and 3 straight walks, also has a run scored and a base stolen here so far. 2-0 the count to Ortega. Moore is set. Ball in his glove as he's set at the chest. Ortega, though, will step out of the box real quick. Pitch clock is back on. Ortega's ready, and now Moore is set. A look over at first to Nigro, and the pitch. Curve ball fouled away, and that makes it 2-1. 2-1 count to Ortega. 4 home runs. 278 average with an OPS of 868 for the Puerto Rican international, former 6th-round pick of the Twins. Fastball inside, well blocked by Disson, and now the count moves down to 3-1 in favor of Ortega, who walked on 3-1 counts in each of his last 2 at-bats. Moore, sent at the chest, he kicks and deals. Fastball upstairs, and that's ball 4. 2 straight walks for Wesley Moore, and it's rare enough to see him have two walks in one inning, let alone in consecutive at-bats. So Tuan, a double play still ends the game with one out here in the ninth inning. But Gustavo Ramos is coming to have a chat with Leslie Moore. Matt Hockenberry, not currently with the team. And Gustavo Ramos is filling in his interim for this week. He was with the Threshers last week as well. He usually works in the Florida Complex League, but a lot of help between the Complex coaches and the Threshers coaches. General Murphy, another guy who's been coming up with the team, began the season in the FCL, but he joins the Threshers coaching staff a lot. Danny D'Andrade now at the plate, fresh off of an inside-the-park home run. He's a triple away from hitting the cycle. A single in the first, a double in the third. He was hit by a pitch and stole a base in the fifth. And a two-run inside-the-park home run for his third jack of the season in the seventh inning. So D'Andrade is 3-for-3. Him and Disson, both perfect at the plate. Disson now behind the plate, catching for Moore. First pitch from Wesley, curveball inside, and the count is 1-0. And there is an emergency right-hander warming up in the Threshers bullpen, just making short tosses with presumably Ryan Leach as he gets loose. Moore sends a fastball just outside, and it's 2-0 now to D'Andrade. The former pitcher of the month for the month of May. 2-0 count now to Danny D'Andrade. The pitch, fastball fouled away, parked in the right field bleachers behind home plate, and the count's 2-1. Ortega on first, Nigro on second. One gone in the ninth. Moore looking for that double play ball. The 2-1 pitch, fastball inside, and now it's 3-1. Wesley in danger of loading the bases for Rafael Cruz. 3-1, 2-1 and 1 out here in the ninth inning. A righty warming for Clearwater. Moore deals. Fastball popped up, playable in right field. Bergoglio going back, called off by Rincones Jr., who makes the catch. And a big out number two in the ninth inning. Weak contact induced by Wesley Moore. And now Rafael Cruz up to represent the final at bat. He has ended two separate innings, one with a double play in the first and a strikeout to end the fifth after two runners came on and the Mighty Muscles executed a double steal involving D'Andrade, who just popped out for the first time, and Jarrell Ortega, who now stands on first base. First pitch inside to Rafael Cruz, count 1-0, younger brother of O'Neill Cruz, currently on the injured list for the Pirates. Pretty famous for hitting the hardest hit ball ever recorded in the StatCast era, a single that almost dented the wall at PNC Park. 1-0 the count, and now it's 1-1. Cruz swings and misses at a breaking ball by Wesley Moore. 1-1 the count, 2-on and 2-out. Moore pitching with a renewed confidence after that last out. Fastball hit in the air out to right field. Tailing towards the line. Is it foul? Yes, it is. That's going to bounce into the Threshers bullpen. And now Cruz and the Mighty Muscles are down to their final strike. Nigro returning to second base. Ortega returning to first. And it's a 1-2 count to Rafael Cruz, who will pick up his bat and head into the right-handed batter's box. Threshers looking for a win to secure their second of the series, and a magic, trying to get their magic number to drop down to 3. One and two now to Cruz. The pitch, hit on a line, foul down the left field line. Boyd's going to flip it to some fans in the burn beyond left field. Cruz still down to his final strike, keeping alive just a bit out ahead of the breaking ball by Wesley Moore. Count 1-2. Nigro back to second. Ortega back to first. Two flyouts recorded the two outs of the ninth inning for Fort Myers. The 1-2 fouled away again. Cruz staying alive as the count now down. Now we'll stay, at 1-2. Moore, the 1-2. Set from the chest. He deals. Inside, that hits Cruz right in the left thigh. That cannot feel good. So, two walks to Moore. Cruz is hit by a pitch. The athletic trainer, Chase Thompson, will come out for Fort Myers. I suspect this will be a short visit. That one just got right in the muscle. And now the bases are loaded. Nigro to third, Ortega to second, and Rafael Cruz walking with Thompson over to first base as he is hit by a pitch. So the bases are loaded with two outs, and Rubel Cespedes will try and extend this game for Fort Myers. The warm-up intensifies for the righty in the treasure.
For the Buffalo's first baseman, number 20, Rubel Cespedes.
A benefit to Wesley Moore. Bases loaded. Two outs in the ninth. Moore deals. Breaking ball, just missing outside for ball number one. Cespedes, 1-for-3 on the day. Walked in the sixth and doubled in the second. 1-0 the count with nowhere to put him with a loaded set of bags. Cruz on first, Ortega on second, Nigro on third. The 1-0 from Moore, hammered to right field, but Rincones is there, drifts into right center, and he makes the catch for the final out of the ninth inning. And the Threshers secure their second straight victory. No hits in the ninth, but the Mighty Muscles keep them loaded. Clearwater up to 38-14. 40 wins seems to be their magic number of victories if they are to clinch playoffs. The magic number down to 3 for Clearwater. Fort Myers remains in a tie for second place with Bradenton, and the Threshers are that much closer to their first playoff spot since 2021. 7-2 win for Clearwater. The win to Daniel Wilkinson gets his third victory. The loss goes to the starter, C.J. Culpepper, who moves down to 2-3 on the season.
We look forward to seeing you again soon.
To a Threshers pitcher, as neither side scored a run in the ninth in the second game of the series. To review the scoring, Jordan Disson got the rally started with two outs in the second inning, with a single to right off of Fort Myers starter C.J. Culpepper. With Disson off for second and a hit and run, Jordan Fires singled to center, advancing Disson to third on the play. In his first at-bat for the Threshers, William Borgoia drove in Disson with an RBI single up the middle to give the Threshers a 1-0 lead. Brian Rincon started off the third with a one-out single. Culpepper sent a pickoff throw to the first base bag that went wide and allowed Rincon to advance to second. He moved to third on a groundout before scoring on a wild pitch to extend the Threshers' advantage to 2-0. Justin Crawford bunted himself aboard off Fort Myers reliever Zach Veen to lead off the fifth. He stole second and scored on a triple by Amarion Boyd to make it 3-0 Threshers. Gabriel Rincones Jr. reached on a fielder's choice to second that scored Boyd and gave the Threshers a 4-0 lead. Disson led off the sixth with his third hit of the game, advancing to second on a groundout and scoring on a two-out single by Crawford to make it 5-0. Boyd singled to right in his next at-bat, plating Crawford from second and extending the lead to 6-0. Otto Kemp walked with one out in the seventh inning, and Chad Castillo was hit by a pitch from Fort Myers reliever Juan Mendez. Disson loaded the bases with a walk, and all three runners advanced on a wild pitch, with Kemp scoring from third to bring the Threshers' lead up to 7-0. Fort Myers got on the board with a two-run inside-the-park home run by Danny DeAndrade that cut the Threshers' lead down to 7-2 in the bottom of the seventh, and Clearwater escaped a bases-loaded jam with two outs in the ninth inning to secure a 7-2 victory. Danny Wilkinson, two shutout innings, two walks, three strikeouts, earned his third win of the game. Jonathan Petit was solid as well. Five hits, one walk, three strikeouts in four innings of work. He has an 11-inning scoreless streak over the course of his last three starts. Petit did not get the victory, but a huge part of this Threshers win. Jordan Disson was perfect at the plate for Clearwater. Two runs scored, went 3-for-3 with a walk, and Amarion Boyd tied a career high with 3 hits, 2 RBIs, also tied a season high, a run scored, and a 3-for-5 day at the plate. Justin Crawford scored 2 on a 2-for-5 day, got an RBI as well to bring his team lead up to 26 on the season. Gabriel Rincones Jr. got RBI number 21 as well, and William Bergoglio started off his career in full season ball, going 1-for-4 with an RBI single in his debut in the United States of America. Wesley Moore, a scoreless ninth despite 2 walks. Andrew Walling allowed 2 runs, an otherwise solid 2 innings of work. 2 shutout innings from Danny Wilkinson with 3 strikeouts on the day. C.J. Culpepper allowed 2 runs on 6 hits and 4 innings of work, a walk and 6 strikeouts. Zach Veen allowed the lion's share of Fort Myers' runs, 4 runs on 5 hits and an inning and 2/3. Gabriel Yanes, 2 1/3 shutout innings, the only scoreless frames tossed by Fort Myers pitching. We'll take a spin around the scoreboards and then say goodnight from Fort Myers as the Threshers could put their magic number to 1 and secure a split at least against the Mighty Muscles tomorrow. Same time, same place. I'll explain that after I go through the scores. No Phillies system update needed as air quality postponed Reading versus Binghamton, Jersey Shore versus Hudson Valley, and Lehigh Valley versus Syracuse. The Iron Pigs game canceled. Hudson Valley and Jersey Shore will make up their game on a doubleheader tomorrow, and Reading and Binghamton scheduled to be made up on Saturday the 10th. Threshers with a 7-2 win, the only win and the only game for the Phillies today. As in the major leagues, the Phillies game also canceled due to poor air quality in the Northeast due to the wildfires in Canada. All finals in the Florida State League. 1 suspension, though. St. Lucie, a 5-1 lead over the Tortugas in the top of the 4th inning. The game suspended until tomorrow. And then 3 other finals, including Bradenton getting the loss, keeping them tied at 2nd place with Fort Myers in the late parts of the first half of the season. 3-1 Dunedin getting the victory. Tampa beating Lakeland 3-1 in Lakeland. Jupiter beating Palm Beach in a battle for the East Division. The Hammerheads move within a game of the East Division leading Palm Beach Cardinals and become the 3rd team to 30 games in the Florida State League. Let's take a look at the major league scores. As I mentioned, the Phillies game canceled due to poor air quality. The Yankees and White Sox game canceled in the Bronx as well. Both expected to be made up in a doubleheader tomorrow. Reds and Dodgers. It's the Reds who take the win over the LA Dodgers in Ellie De La Cruz's 2nd game of the season. A former Daytona Tortuga hit his first career home run. Alexis Diaz got the win, his 2nd of the season, in an 8-6 victory for Cincinnati. Guardians take down the Red Sox 5-2. Emmanuel Clase getting his 20th save of the season, first to that mark among closers. Blue Jays beat the Astros. Chris Bassett getting the win. Jordan Romano getting the save in a 3-2 victory for Toronto. Diamondbacks lead the NL West and continue to expand on that lead. 6-2 victors over the Washington Nationals in our nation's capital. Walk-off win for the Rays in Minnesota. Jason Adam getting his 2nd win of the season, 2-1 at the Trop for Tampa Bay. Athletics beating the Padres 9-5 in San Diego. Athletics beating the Pirates 9-5 in San Diego. Padres beat the Mariners, racking 17 hits on the Mariners in San Diego. 10-3, the final score there. Royals lost to the Marlins 6-1 in Miami. Mets trail to the Braves 7-5 in the bottom of the 8th inning. Ronald Acuna Jr. just got to first base with Matt Olson at the plate, 2 outs against Adam Ottavino. Brewers routing the Orioles 10-0 in Milwaukee. Jorge Mateo starting off the 9th inning for the Orioles. End of the 7th inning, and we have a scoreless tie in Texas, Rangers and Cardinals, combining for 6 hits with 4 for the Rangers, but Nolan Arenado and Wilson Contreras leading things off for the Cards in the top of the 8th inning. And we're through 5.5 in Colorado, 3-0 the lead Rockies over the Giants. Angels and Cubs in a scoreless tie in the bottom of the second inning. Two outs and nobody on for Matt Walsh for the Los Angeles Angels in the bottom of the second inning. That's going to do it for our broadcast tonight. The Threshers with a 7-2 victory over the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Magic number now at 3, and they can secure a split tomorrow. First pitch is at 7 o'clock. I'll have the pregame show here on the Threshers Broadcast Network at 6:45. Thank you all for tuning in to the Threshers broadcast tonight. Look at the Threshers trying to secure their second sweep against Fort Myers tomorrow. If you care to join us, thank you all for tuning in tonight. We hope you'll join us in again tomorrow. And from all of us here with the Clearwater Threshers, thank you for tuning in, and please enjoy your Wednesday night.